about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
We're gonna have a lot of fun. Come on and join us.
Sure, there's always room for one more.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Hope, more like nope.
I like Pixies things. Pixies just rule.
No way. Chunkies are the best.
Candy corn, my friend.
Woo! Look at this guy, so hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
I mean, that's the arts right there. You know, laughter, sad, cry, everything.
Thank you for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
And now.
Hi, am I in the air? You beer mug.
Our feature presentation.
Hey. That maybe isn't how you wanted to start your week, beer mug. Sorry about that. It's the caller that said that, though, not me.
Of course.
Well. Hey, party people. Welcome in to another all-new Kevin and Bean Show, this time for a Monday, the 17th of September. Lisa, how was your weekend?
Well, I was down with my parents in Costa Mesa, where it was 100 degrees. And, of course, they have no air conditioning. And, of course, I'm sleeping in my old bedroom upstairs, which is like 150. So nice. It was good. Thank you. How was yours?
Al Gore was right about the whole global warming thing, right? I mean, that
seems like it.
That's been proven at this point now, if you just step outside, right?
I almost died, yeah.
Yeah, it's too hot for most folks, even for people who like the warm weather. It seems like it's too hot these days.
A little bit too much.
And Muggs, you survived your birthday weekend?
Yeah, and it being Kevin's vacation this week and me going really, really extra crazy this weekend, I hope we stay on air today.
Really? Did you really go way extra crazy?
I'm hurting right now very, very badly.
Wow. How do you mean hurting?
My head is hungover. My stomach is hungover.
So what did you continue right through the whole weekend?
Oh, every Friday, Saturday, up till yesterday. Up till the end of the football game last night.
Excellent. Well done.
So there wasn't any, man, I really blew it out on Friday and Saturday, but today I'm going to take Sunday to recover so I'm fine for work tomorrow.
Nope. Just
wasn't any of that at all.
Nope. Took the whole weekend.
Are you a 49ers fan or something?
No. I just figured, hey, well, it's football. Let's party.
Let's party.
Yeah.
Muggs is trying to gain every ounce of that weight he lost back.
I've already gained 15 pounds back. Anyway.
Why didn't we have money on this?
Yeah.
This is where we make cash.
Exactly. It's fantastic. Well, you look terrible.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Lisa, got a quick story for you today. I'm going to give you your choice. You can go with the little girl who's being sued over her pink playhouse. You can have that story.
Interesting.
Or you can have the woman who begged her husband to shoot her in the leg.
Oh, I have to go with a shot in the leg.
Okay. Here we go. This story comes to us from Bossier City, Louisiana. Here is a woman who is in the Air Force and is about to be deployed overseas.
Okay.
Does not want to go. Feels like the way out of that is to be injured so that she can't go.
Sure.
So she has her husband shoot her and then lies to investigators claiming that an intruder was to blame. 25-year-old Judy Grooms was treated for wounds on both of her legs from one round from a handgun fired by her husband, 26-year-old Christopher Grooms. Both are active military based at nearby Barksdale Air Force Base. Can you imagine what it must be like as you sit there and brace for the impact of a bullet that you're asking your husband to shoot you with?
I can't, and I can't imagine firing it. I also can't imagine that if you are in the military that you couldn't just injure one leg.
Yes.
Shouldn't you be a better shot?
Hey, husband, really?
I'd like to be able to walk.
Seriously, I guess you're right. I guess it sounds like either a bullet went through both legs or there was more than one bullet hitting her.
Jeez.
Yeah, like one at a time and do it in a way that's not going to cripple me for life, maybe.
Right, right.
She claimed that an intruder shot her early Friday where her husband and her two children sleep, but police say she convinced her husband to shoot her to avoid military service. Boy, I bet people have tried a lot of things to get out of deployment.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
You know, back in the old days, you used to claim, you know, you could claim to be gay, and I guess that doesn't work anymore. You could claim, you know, claim to have mental problems. I mean, I guess you do what you have to do.
Yeah.
You want to be in the service, but you don't want to go to, you know, a bad place. Husband was arrested on gun charges, and the wife faces a criminal mischief charge for allegedly filing a false police report.
You got to be pretty good at this stuff. to pull it off. They really, they're pretty good at figuring out if you didn't have an intruder come in and just shoot you. Like, so the intruder comes in, just shoots her, doesn't take anything.
Yes.
It makes no sense.
I mean, we don't know. They don't say much more in this article in terms of what else they did to try to make it look like a home invasion robbery.
Right.
But, with the husband and kids asleep, and then you got to make up a scenario about, okay, what did you do when you heard the gunshots?
Mm-hmm.
And that story's got to gel. And, it didn't work out for them. I can't imagine. Look, I go places all the time that I really don't want to go. I'd almost always rather be at home. But I can't imagine not wanting to go someplace so much that I would have somebody shoot me.
Yeah, well, I guess it's because you think there's a pretty good chance that's what's going to happen there.
Yeah, maybe so.
Anyway.
I'd rather be shot by the man I know rather than the man I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
wow. That's,
good times.
That's a sad everywhere, Bean. Thank you.
Good times. Let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
You know how long this is going to be going on?
Just a few minutes. We're almost done. Please hang on. Seth MacFarlane was the host of Saturday Night Live on Saturday night.
And I totally forgot to record it.
He's so talented.
Was it
He's
great?
So good. We got some highlights for you coming up after 6 o'clock this morning. For folks who don't watch SNL, you still shouldn't miss out on the magic that is Seth. Also going to be taking your calls today. We're looking for you if you were a celebrity assistant or are a celebrity assistant. A lot of people have that job in this town where they work for a star.
Oh, it's got to be fascinating, the quirky, weird things you have to do.
I would imagine so. I would imagine that that's a job that would run the gamut between a great job, you know, working for somebody like I would imagine like working for Tom Hanks,
mm-hmm.
you know, versus a bizarre, miserable job where you're up doing crazy, you know, you're going out for marshmallows at 3 a.m. for Lindsay Lohan
right.
or whatever it is, you know. I think there's going to be a wide range of crazy things that you've been asked to do. But this is as a result of that Britney Spears lawsuit that Ralph has been telling us about that guy who claims that Britney was always coming onto him and walking around naked all the time and all sorts of other crazy stuff. So we're going to be taking your calls on that later on today. Got some sports stuff for you today. Andrew Siciliano is going to be on recapping the NFL weekend. Great weekend that it was for football. And Money is going to be on talking about the NHL lockout. Which is not fun. That's not cute,
it's
right?
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The
third major sport, that just seems stupid.
It is stupid. You know why it's stupid? It's stupid because at some point they're going to play hockey again.
Yeah.
So why not work it out before you start missing games?
And more people are not going to watch.
Exactly. So we'll talk to Matt Money Smith from the Petros and Money Show about that coming up today. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Comedian Michael McDonald, who I guess most of us saw at some point over his 10 years on Mad TV. Very, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
LaQuisha keeps up with the Kardashians on the program today. They had another new episode last night. And we've got interviews from the cast of Revolution that our man Kevin did down at San Diego's Comic-Con not long ago.
Awesome.
That show finally, after we've been hearing about it, it seems like for a year, finally hits TV tonight. And that's going to be on ABC. So that's a lot of show. Plus, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat, and that's next right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Bad news, Ralph Garman.
What?
Mug survived the weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Our plan that he would die celebrating his birthday all weekend long did not come to pass.
He tried. He really, really tried.
I did, Lisa.
Time for Plan C.
What?
What's Plan C?
Oh, you'll know it when you see it.
You won't even see it because it involves a ninja. It's just going to be one of those things that just happens.
Well, we'll
happen so
it.
Fast.
He won't
we'll
see it.
We'll see it. Yeah.
Bugs
will see it. Last thing he'll see is his own beating heart held out in front of his face.
Yeah.
And he'll try to eat it.
Yes,
I'm still hungry.
5:55. It's Monday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat for a brand new week. What the hell's going on?
First of all, Bean, thanks so much to your Seattle Seahawks. Well
yes,
done,
they must
job
have made
well
you
done.
Did they give you a gift?
They gave
very
us a
happy.
Gift. They gave Eagles fans a gift this weekend by knocking the Dallas Cowboys on their ass. We appreciate
Cowboys
that
looked
very much.
Awful too.
Sure did. So yeah, it was a good weekend in sports. I'll tell you, Eagles found a way to win again despite themselves.
Yes,
remarkably, 2-0.
They have an unsustainable battle plan, though, right? They can't.
No.
They can't win this,
no,
this way
start
every
fixing,
week.
They need to start fixing problems quickly. But that being said, to be 2-0 with all those problems, I'd rather them be 2-0 with all those problems than to look really good and lose in the fourth quarter like they did every game last season. Practically,
no, you're right. And by the way, I know the monkey's not here to gloat, but
yeah,
you would
how
have
about
ever
those
predicted
Cardinals?
The Cardinals would be 2-0.
We'll be talking to Andrew Siciliano about football later on today, right?
Yes. What must it be like to be a Patriots fan today? Oh, my God.
Well, it's still okay to be a Patriots fan. You got a lot going for you. But
no, I know you
do.
But that one hurt.
That kick was excruciating.
I could have kicked that well.
Yeah, that's true. And that's saying something. Because Bean's leg would have come off, but he would have gotten the ball through the uprights. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? It is Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Resident Evil Retribution, as expected, came in number one this weekend. People love them some zombies. Some evil corporation virus-spreaded zombies. $21.1 million made it number one at the box office. The re-release of Finding Nemo in 3D also did very well for itself. $17.5 million made it number two. The Possession was third, then Lawless and Paranorman rounding out the top five. The Expendables 2 was sixth. The Words, Bourne Legacy, Odd Life of Timothy Green, and The Campaign rounding out the top ten at the box office this weekend. Congratulations to Good Charlotte guitarist Billy Martin. His wife, Lindsay, gave birth to their second child on Friday. He is a little boy named Xander. Xander Martin.
Xander.
Oh. With a Z or with an X?
With a Z.
Okay.
Xander with a Z. That is just the ultimate hipster douchebag name, isn't it?
It kind of is.
It's better than his big brother's name. They have another three-and-a-half-year-old whose name is Draven.
Draven. Oh, my God.
Draven.
Xander did get lucky.
Xander lucked out compared Draven. To Draven. Draven Kingsley is his name. Kingsley spelled, by the way, K-I-N-G-S-L-E-E. Kingsley.
Oh, no.
So. Terrible people.
What if your name was Asshor?
It'd be better than Draven.
Draven.
Looks like, while we're talking football, Eva Longoria has a new boyfriend. She admitted to Extra this weekend that she is indeed dating New York Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez. Looks like she is doing for him what she did for Tony Parker's game, judging from yesterday. So congratulations to the two. That's a good-looking couple. She's a little bit older than he is, but way to go, Sanchito.
That's so hot.
And finally, Amanda Bynes just kept kicking police in the nuts until they no longer could stand it.
What happened now?
Sunday morning, Lisa, she was pulled over again, driving on her suspended license, this time in Burbank, California. 8:20 a.m. Sunday morning, cops pulled her over for her driving. They saw that her license was suspended, and they immediately impounded her BMW on the spot.
Timely.
Yes.
So they didn't park out in front of her house, as Lisa suggested last week, and just follow her, and then, oh, now we got you behind the wheel, we're going to take your car away. She once again was driving so poorly that she caught the attention of a passing police officer.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Of course, she managed to escape punishment several times, including time she was pulled over for her lights being off because the officer never asked for her license. But this time, not only was her car taken, but she was giving another misdemeanor citation for driving with a suspended license.
Is there anything in the story to suggest that she was drunk or otherwise impaired? Or
it doesn't
just,
say that
is she
at all.
Just a terrible driver.
And
she
they didn't
not,
test
cannot
her
keep
for
it in the lane.
It, so
it doesn't. Again, the details here that I have here don't mention anything about her being impaired. So
it's 8:20 in the morning. That's not a good time to be driving badly.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you believe TMZ.com, people are saying that she may have bigger issues than just being a bad driver and a pothead.
This could be a psychological.
That she may have some serious mental or emotional issues going on. TMZ.com interviewed people who saw her recently at her gym, talking to herself, having full-on conversations with herself, bursting out loud in laughter while on the elliptical machine for no reason, having to stop and just going into fits of laughter. And word is that her neighbors at her apartment complex say that she often has conversations with inanimate objects.
Okay.
So
that would explain a lot.
Not nearly as funny if you think she's actually got some mental or emotional issues that need to be dealt with. The problem is, according to friends and family, everyone's trying to step in to help her, and she won't have any of it. So,
right.
Sounds like it's intervention time, or maybe someone needs to take conservatorship of her existence.
Look, I want her to get better. I want her to be healthy. I also want her not behind the wheel of a car.
I think that's what we all want. And I think we're all going to get our wish. She needs to see a physician of some kind immediately. And rumor has it that Robert Pattinson is once again talking to Kristen Stewart.
Oh, that's a breakthrough.
It is a breakthrough. They're finally speaking after the whole thing where she had that affair with her director from the Snow White movie, Rupert Sanders, and they are at least investigating the possibility of working things out. Now, in a related story, Kristen told Vogue magazine that her boyfriend, who is unnamed in the interview, but we know who she's talking about, this is pre-affair, has a kinky side to their sex. Stewart revealed in the interview, he loves to lick my armpits.
Oh, no.
Well, no. That's why Robert Pattinson needs to get back with Kristen Stewart. Where are you going to find a girl who lets you lick her armpits?
No, please.
The gossip blog, The Frisky, by the way, rounded up 18 other celebrities with strange turn-ons, which is a fascinating list. Here's some of the highlights. Angelina Jolie, of course, famously used to play with knives in bed with Billy Bob Thornton. They used to like to cut and threaten each other with knives occasionally. That's hot.
That can go wrong.
Shia LaBeouf wants his partner to pull his hair during sex, he's admitted. Carmen Electra likes being spanked with a coat hanger. That's not sexy.
No.
That's like Singapore justice. Justin Timberlake likes a good quickie. Well, who doesn't? But he likes his during his concerts.
Oh, my gosh. No. You mean he like runs
off into the wings.
Really?
Likes to knock it out and then get back on stage. Apparently, it invigorates him.
That's impressive.
Well, you're dating Jessica Biel. I can see you couldn't wait till after the concert. And Christina Aguilera is big into role play. She likes to put on nurse outfits and play doctor.
Hmm.
That's not that weird. Lesser sexual turn-ons. Apparently, William Shatner likes to check the web for cheap airfares during sex. And Clint Eastwood likes to do it while talking to a chair. So, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Phil Jackson. That guy used to coach basketball.
He did.
From what I remember, he was pretty darn good at it. 67.
Is he still living on the farm in Montana now?
I believe he is.
As a recluse?
Still tending his, I think he's got an emu farm up there now. Yeah. That's what he's doing, raising emus. TV personality, actress, and was co-host of the big Kamikaze Comic-Con this weekend here in Los Angeles, Cassandra Peterson. Elvira.
Oh, I love her so much.
Mistress of the Dead, or the Dark, or whatever she was mistress of. 61 years old today. If she's 61, give me some of that. That's a pretty good 61.
Yeah. Right.
Baz Luhrmann. Legendary director of Moulin Rouge in Australia and Romeo and Juliet. And of course, let's not forget, he gave us the sunscreen song. We might have to pull a little sunscreen song for
sure.
It's a great song.
His birthday. 50 years old today. Kyle Chandler. This one's going out to Bean, of course.
He's the best.
Star of Friday Night Lights and Super 8. He's 47 years old. Malik Yoba from one of my favorite TV shows, Alphas, which has been so good this season. 45 years old.
Is he or she Bell worthy?
It's a dude. He's a big, big, burly African-American gentleman. You can give a bell if you like, but that's on you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, party people. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here for a Monday. Hey, 1 week from today, it's going to be big doings at K-Rock as we welcome a little band into the Red Bull sound space called Green Day. You guys familiar with Green Day?
I have heard of them, yes.
Up-and-coming punk rockers from the East Bay. Well, they're going to be here performing live in a tiny little room for just a few people, and we want you to be there to see Green Day up close and personal. Plus, we'll give you a copy of their new album called Uno. We are looking for listeneroki calls right now. We want you to sing your favorite Green Day song. Give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. About 10 minutes or so, we'll put you on the air, and you may just win your way into the Red Bull sound space, and we'll have those tickets for you all week right here on the world-famous K-Rock. Season number 38 kicked off Saturday night of Saturday Night Live.
Are they the longest running show?
I don't know. I think 60 Minutes has been around longer, but there aren't many up there into the 30 plus years. That's for sure. But yeah, 38 years. They've got a phenomenal lineup of hosts and of bands. I know Daniel Craig is hosting in a couple of weeks. I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt is hosting next week. Muse is going to be the musical guest. This past weekend was Seth MacFarlane, our friend from Family Guy and American Dad. He created those shows, The Cleveland Show. Of course, also the director of Ted.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time he's ever hosted the show. And you know, we've been lucky enough to have Seth on the program over the years, and you've seen what he's done. I mean, this guy, there's nothing he can't do. He can, you know, sing and dance and do all those crazy voices, and he was an excellent choice, I think, to host the show. They opened the program, though, with something a lot of people were looking forward to seeing, because they finally have, and I didn't think this was possible, they have a black guy playing the president now on SNL. After all these years so far of Fred Armisen doing it, they finally turned it over to Jay Farrow. Now, you're not going to be able to see the impression, but I want to know, Lisa, what you think. This was from the opening sketch of SNL. I want to know what you think of his Barack Obama voice.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so great to be back here in Ohio. And before we start, Sasha, Malia, go to bed. I do that to remind you that I have two adorable young daughters. And not five creepy adult sons.
Mitt Romney's got all those kids. I think he does a pretty good Obama. I don't think he's quite nailed. He hasn't quite found the hook in the president yet because the president's so dull.
The pitch is a little off, but he's got the cadence exactly right.
He's got the cadence exactly. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how that develops over the rest of this political season. So Seth comes out, starts his monologue with a joke.
Oh, thank you. Everybody, it is so great to be here hosting Saturday Night Live. You know, I have loved this show since I was a kid, and I promised myself there was one thing I would do if I ever got to host. So if you'll just indulge me for a moment, please go out with me, Farrah Fawcett.
That's a pretty great line.
I did laugh until I realized she's dead. That was actually kind of sad. So. Although he's famous for doing all those voices on his animated shows, he realizes that, you know, he's there on SNL hosting just as Seth, just as himself.
But I'm very happy to be here as myself, Seth MacFarlane, even though the voices kind of did get me where I am tonight. All right, you're doing good, buddy. You're doing good. You're very likable so far. Keep it up. Do not look at the lady in the front row with the big knockers. All right? Focus on the monologue. You'll be fine. Oh, you're doing the voices, you draggle-tailed garbage man.
God loves Stewie.
You said you weren't going to do it, but now here we are. Look, guys, I'm more than just voices, all right? I directed Ted. Oh, yes, so many directors host SNL. I believe Gary Marshall is hosting next week.
It does seem like he could have a whole conversation of 10 people with just himself.
Yeah.
Very, very funny. He also sang a little song about the voices in his head where he did some other voices that we don't usually get to hear Seth doing.
Oh, my. That is filled with voices. It's a metal kind of fog. As often as I try it, it's hard to keep him quiet. And I talk like Kermit the Frog. You know, it's really great to be here in Manhattan. I love being in New York, except for all the Jews. Yeah!
Weekend Update was back, obviously, with the 38th season of Saturday Night Live debuting Saturday night. Seth Meyers always does a great job. This was my favorite joke from the performance this week.
It was reported that Al Pacino is in talks to play the late Penn State football coach Joe Paterno in a new movie. This will be Pacino's second film with the line, "Say hello to my little friend."
Because when you got the audience going, when it's too rough for SNL, you've definitely hit the sweet spot. And here's my favorite part from the whole show. Seth MacFarlane does Ryan Lochte, who, of course, won all those gold medals as a swimmer in the Olympics. And he just nailed it. Because, you know, for some reason, and it was the same thing with, what's his face?
Phelps,
yeah. Just a zero. Great in the water, terrible on land. No personality, nothing to say.
Because they spend all their life in the water.
I guess they do spend, you know, 12 hours a day just looking at a black stripe on the bottom of the pool so they forget how to interact with human beings. But his Ryan Lochte, I thought, was brilliant.
Well, the fall television season is just getting underway. Here now with a preview of the fall lineup is Olympic gold medalist Ryan Lochte.
And, of course, he comes out and he's got the, you know, the red tracksuit on. He's got all the medals around his neck.
Hey, Seth, I'm Ryan Lochte.
So Ryan, you had a busy summer.
Yeah, I was America in Olympics.
So what are some of the new shows you're excited about?
The first one's called Monkey Hospital. It's a show about a monkey in a hospital. It's so funny.
I think you mean Animal Practice.
Yeah, the monkey's so funny.
Right, the monkey's funny. So he goes through a few of the other shows that he likes, and in conclusion, they wrap it up with this.
Anything else?
Yeah, I was watching this one show, and then, like, partway through, there was all these other little shows.
Oh, you know, those are commercials.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I was in a bunch of them.
Okay, great. Finally, what about the new season of American Dad on Fox?
Oh, I heard that's actually really good.
All right. Ryan Lochte, everybody.
Worth checking out the clips on Hulu or YouTube. And Frank Ocean was the musical guest, too. And John Mayer played guitar for him. And it was actually two pretty good performances there, too. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, someone wins tickets inside the Red Bull Sound Space to see Green Day 1 week from today. It's Green Day Listeneroki right after this on the World Famous K-Rock. First, though, I should say, Green Day in the Red Bull Sound Space 1 week from today, plus a copy of the new Green Day album, Uno. That sounds like a pretty good deal. Time to play Listeneroki.
Listeneroki, Listeneroki, that's the game we're going to play. Listeneroki, Listeneroki, come and sing and don't be lame.
One thing about Green Day is their fans love to sing along with their songs. They make that kind of music. So we're asking for you to call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you want to be up close and personal with Green Day, you just have to sing your favorite Green Day song. Now, This is subjective, of course. There's no criteria by which you automatically win. I guess we're just going to have to feel it. We're looking for people who have passion and excitement and energy or just make us laugh. So let's see how many Green Day songs we got going on here. We'll start with Joanna. She is on line one to get us going. Hi, Joanna. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Kevin, Bean, and Lisa May.
Good morning.
Big Green Day fan if you're up at this hour of the morning on a Monday to try to win tickets, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm super pumped. I'm, like, jumping in my living room right now.
That's what we want. Right. Yes.
What Green Day song are you going to be singing for us?
Basket Case.
Basket Case. Let's hear a little Basket Case. Here's K-Rock listener Joanna.
Do you have the time to listen to me one about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those.
Okay. All right, Mumbly. Hang on. You might win. Joanna, thank you. Thank you. Hang on. Make a mental note of that, at least, if you can find someplace to play.
Yes, I will.
Let's go to Connor now. Connor's on line two. Hey, Connor. How you doing?
Oh, I'm really good. Been a long time Kevin and Bean fan. 10 years.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Right, Since I was 7 years old.
You feeling some Green Day right now?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
All right. What song are you going to be doing for us?
I'm going to do Holiday.
Holiday it is. Good luck.
And hear the sound of the falling rain coming down like an Armageddon flame. Shame the ones who died without a name.
I can't tell what band you're trying to sing. Is it Creed or Nickelback? Who are you channeling there, Cotter?
I have no idea. I mean, I sing. Well, I sing for a living, so I do
a
lot of different styles
of
stuff.
No, really? All right, hold on. You're in the drawing. Hang on. Let's go to Yvonne. Yvonne is on line three. So far we've had Joanna, we've had Connor. Yvonne, welcome to the program. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
What song are you going to be singing for us?
We're going to do Welcome to Paradise.
Ooh, nice one. Let's hear it. Good luck.
Yeah, man. Okay, so, dear mother, can you hear me laughing? It's been 6 whole months since I left you home. It makes me wonder why I'm still here. For some strange reason, it's now feeling like my home.
All right, very nice. Thank you. Thank you, Yvonne. Thank you. Boy, Billy Joe is way better at his job than I gave him credit for. Nice suck. Let's try Chuck. Chuck's on line five. Hey, Chuck, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you feeling about the Green Day competition so far?
Very good. Good morning, party people.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What song are you going to be doing for us?
Oh, Love.
Ooh, the new one. All right, good luck.
Here we go.
Oh, love, won't you rain on me tonight? Oh, love, please don't pass me by.
All right, very nice. Thank you very much. That was pretty good. Pretty good. Well done. Lisa, you got a favorite yet?
I think it's up for grabs. I got to be honest.
No one has blown you away yet.
No, someone could knock it out.
All right, let's try Sean. Sean's on line six. Hey, Sean, thanks for calling the Kevin. Well, good morning to you, too. We haven't been overwhelmed yet. This could be yours to knock out of the park. What song are you going to be doing for us?
I'm going to sing Brain Stew.
Okay.
Brain Stew. All right, good luck to you. Yeah. Again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about giving away tickets here to the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock to see Green Day live next Monday. If you want to win it, give us a call right now. Good luck, Sean.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ba-da. Ba-da.
All right, that's fine. Thank you very much.
The beginning was good.
I love the butt up part, but then you kind of lost me after that. All right, what are we going to do? Let's try Moses. Moses, line seven. Moses,
we're looking
for that special someone who we can tell would love to see Green Day Monday. Is it going to be you?
Hopefully.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Don't want to be an American, idiot.
All right.
Nope, not going to be Moses.
How about Iris, line eight? Iris, thank you for calling the Kevin Beach Show. What song are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do Good Riddance.
Okay.
Good Riddance. Good. All right.
Yeah. Another turning point, fork stuck in the road.
Jason is on line four. Let's go to Jason. He'll be our final competition competitor, and then we'll have to choose one anyway. Hi, Jason. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm going to do Longview.
Okay.
Do it good, man. Do it good.
I sit around and watch the phone, but no one's calling. Call me pathetic. Call me what you will. Well, my mother said she'd get a job. She okay. don't
thank,
like
thank
a
you. Thank you, Jason. Thank you.
All right.
I liked Yvonne, I think, so far.
All right. I liked Chuck. Should we have a sing-off?
Let's have a sing-off. Let's go back to Yvonne real quick.
All right.
Yvonne, give us 10 more seconds of Welcome to Paradise and sing it like you've never sung before, my friend.
Oh, okay. So give me 1 second. Let's hear it. Dear mother, can you hear me laughing? It's been 6 whole months since I left your home.
All right, that's fine. Now let's go back to Chuck. Chuck is on line 5. Chuck, this is for all the marbles. You're doing some Oh Love. Let's hear it.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop when the red light flashes.
What do you think, Lise?
I think I have to go with Yvonne.
Yvonne it is! Yvonne is our grand prize winner on line 3. Please put him on the line. Yvonne, congratulations. You will be at K-Rock Monday to see Green Day at the Red Bull Soundspace. Where to go, dude?
Right on. I am stoked.
Well,
I'm
glad, yes.
This has been Listener Oki.
Listener Oki, Listener Oki. Thanks for playing our game. Listener Oki, Listener Oki.
Remember when there was hockey? Remember when that sport was played?
Yeah.
That was good
times.
That
was fun, right?
That was fun back in the day. Matt Money Smith, half of the Petrus and Money radio show that airs weekday afternoons on AM 570, joins us on the phone. Hi, Money. How are you, my friend?
Who's ready to go to Vegas? We got Frozen Fury.
Frozen Fury. Here we go.
29th. Every year we go. We hang out with the Kings players. Kevin gets really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Gets us thrown out of places. It's wonderful.
Yeah, Kevin's on vacation this week, but last week he was already talking about how excited he was, how much he was looking forward to it. It's like one of his bright spots on the calendar. So, dude, how does this keep happening sport after sport after sport? If you know you're going to play again one day, why not figure out a way to settle it before you start missing games?
Well, it's like anything in life. When more and more money becomes involved, things get more and more complicated. And, you know, I put this all on the owners. I don't care what they say.
Really?
Absolutely, 100%. Because you know what? I was standing in the courtyard at Staples Center when Tim Leiwicki stood at that lectern and lectured us. That's why I call it a lectern. And said, now we have the policy that will allow the Kings to win a Stanley Cup. This is the cost certainty we've been waiting for. We now have it. And we can move forward. And you know what? They do. And even though players sign these ridiculous contracts and there's some tweaks that need to be made, they're trying to change the financial parameters.
So the owners are saying that the salary cap that we have in place makes it possible for any team in any market to compete. And they point to proof that there have been 7 different Stanley Cup champions in 7 years, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And yet they want to cut player revenues from 57% to 47%. So
that's quite a jump.
Exactly.
Or a drop, I should say.
It's quite a drop for a league that's growing, for a league that had to be a partner, basically had to take a crappy TV deal from Versus, which at the time was the Outdoor Life Network, just to save face because nobody would give them a contract. They just signed a multiple billion-dollar deal with NBC and NBC Sports Network, and because the league is growing. You know, so how do you tell the players, hey, I know last time 7 years ago, we said that this is the deal that we need, and we cost the fans an entire season, and then we signed it, and now we're making nearly twice as much, you know, revenue as we did before, but we need to change the parameters again.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It's completely asinine. And you know what? Not to continue to go on, but this is just the point, if I can make one.
Sure.
Before the CBA expired, under the old rules, there was a frantic stretch where teams were desperate to sign free agents under the old rules before it expired because they wanted to get those guys in on those contracts because they knew they would leave their previous teams to come to their small market teams like Minnesota. So they're willing to spend the money under the old contract anyway. So what the hell are they complaining about?
Well, somebody, I mean, look, there are a lot of people who have a lot invested in this game. People who own these teams aren't going to be making any money if they're not playing. What is it you think? Do you think literally they're just waking up and going, hey, this is an opportunity for us to be greedy? Or do you think they have some defense, something that they can point to that say, no, you're misrepresenting us?
No, I think that's exactly it. I think there's so much money and they feel like the players are getting too much of it and they want more, you know, because, and look, Are there franchises that are in trouble? Absolutely. But this goes back to my position that the league has too many teams. And it, again, is owner greed, you know, because they get paid expansion fees that are split amongst all the owners that are already involved whenever a new team is added. They have too many teams, you know. I mean, there's teams in bankruptcy. Atlanta moved up to Winnipeg. You know, they need to cut about five teams out of the picture.
And that would make everybody healthy, everybody stronger, because
exactly.
the healthy teams wouldn't be supporting the sick teams.
Right. There are markets that simply cannot sustain an NHL franchise, and they need to be booted out.
I feel so bad. I mean, obviously, guys like you have been hockey fans your whole life. This is terrible for you. But what about all the people who really fell in love with hockey over the course of the last season to watch the Kings march to the Stanley Cup and are so excited about this new season beginning, and to have it go away is just bad news for everyone.
Well, and it's compounded for the NHL because 2 years ago we had the NFL lockout. Last year we had the NBA lockout.
Yep.
So to follow on the heels of those two, the anger directed at your league is going to be multiplied, basically, you know, by that number. It'll be tripled.
Yeah. Before we move on, where are we now? There are no talks even scheduled, and players are essentially picking out what teams they want to go play in Europe, right?
Yeah. I mean, young players have already been assigned to the EHL or the ECHL, you know, the minor leagues, the good young players like Jordan Nolan of the Kings is already on the Manchester Monarchs. And, you know, your star players are contemplating going to Europe. They expected this to happen. And remember the guy that's in charge of the NHLPA, Donald Fair, is a long-time baseball. So think about baseball lockouts and how gnarly those got. World Series canceled, sitting out for, you know, 6-8 months, no negotiation. Don Fair runs the NHL Players Union now. So that's the guy in charge of the players. He's a great negotiator for his players. He's a pain in the ass for the owners and the fans that want to see something, you know.
When are they supposed to meet again? And if they're so far apart, they won't even talk right now. What are they even going to start with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, both sides will say, hey, we're ready to meet around the clock. But, you know, when the NHL's starting point is we want to drop your revenues 8%, and by the end of the deal they'll be dropped 10%, then there's no starting point. You know, there's no starting point. And the players have already said, look, we're willing to give some back. If it's too high, then we'll give some back. But other owners of the Red Wings and the Rangers, and these teams that are making boatloads of cash, you're going to have to revenue share more, too. You know, if we're sharing, then you got to share with these teams that you want to keep around that suck and have no business being in existence.
Very depressing, and I can tell that you haven't made up your mind whose side you're on here, Money. I appreciate that.
Yeah, not at all.
Listen, while we have you on, how about Los Doyers, man? Not the ideal ending to the weekend, but they're still hanging, and the wild card is still very much up for grabs.
Yeah, I mean, 3 of 4 is what we were looking for, so they control their own destiny. The problem is, and the people that listen to the show, you know, with Petros, they're so angry at me because you get a little bit of light, and all I do is just crap all over it and say, look, you got to go to Washington. This is one of the best teams in the league. You got to go to Cincinnati, one of the best teams in the league. Have they been able to do anything with the Giants? No, they got 3 more with them at the end of the year. Meanwhile, you look at who else is in front of them, St. Louis, Atlanta's already locked, you know, and those teams, especially the Pirates, they have a much easier schedule moving forward. So, you know, and it's the same for the Angels. The Angels still have 6 left with the Rangers. I mean, they damn near got swept in Kansas City. And you can't lose games at this point when you look at your future schedule. You know, and the Angels have struggled with the Mariners. You know that, Bean. And they've got 6 more with them left.
Would neither team even be in contention right now if it weren't for the new second wild card that MLB? Really?
I mean,
they're just hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, certainly the Dodgers wouldn't. I mean, the Angels, you could argue, would be, but not after they got their asses handed to them by the A's in Anaheim when they lost 3 of 4. That pretty much would have put an end to it. And you know what? That's a good point, Bean, because people forget they're not going to make the playoffs. Okay, fine. You get the second wild card. You get to play a road game. A 163rd game where there's no break. You don't get to reset your rotation because you're going to be fighting for that spot until the end of the year.
Right.
And then you would qualify for the playoffs. So even if they make that wild card, it's just one more game to get into the postseason.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough road to hoe, that's for sure. Great stuff, as always. Matt Money Smith, the co-host of the Petros and Money Show, airing weekday afternoons on AM 570. Say hi to the P-Man. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Give me my money, mother of.
Can't hear you. Phone's breaking up, Money. Nothing I can do. 6:54, even though Kevin is dead, and RIP, and God rest him, and all that. The Kevining photos continue.
Probably better off.
Well, let's not say that.
He's in a better place.
No, that's not what I'm saying. He's too young to die. But here's my point. The Kevining photos continue to pour in. Have you seen the latest batch, Russ?
I have, including one of our very own K-Rock artists, Kevining, which was magical.
Lisa, have you seen the picture of Noodles on stage during an Offspring concert, Kevining on stage during an Offspring concert? Have you seen that?
And he took the shot with his back to the crowd, so you see Noodles Kevining, and then behind him you see about a million people cheering in the audience.
Awesome.
And then we had fans at Yankee Stadium that were Kevining, and then we had the woman. Oh, did you see this one? The woman Kevining underwater? She's scuba diving?
No,
50 yards underwater,
Kevining? Underwater Kevining.
And then little kids and dogs and entire college classes at one time. I mean, it's astonishing. You have to check out the gallery at kevinandbean.com or at the top of krock.com. And please send us your photos. If you've been doing some Kevining, we want to add you to the gallery. 6:55, Ralph is here. Time for the show. Bisbee now for Monday. What's going on?
Also, a big thank you to LAist, the website, LAIST.com. It's a blog about things happening in L.A., and they did a feature on Kevining. Which they call the internet meme that resulted from a mortifying picture, apparently, is how they refer to it. And I think they've captured it perfectly.
It was mortifying.
It was, and it continues to be, and that's why it's so funny. All right, before I get into showbiz news, I have tickets to give away to a movie that I've been excited about even before I saw any of it. And then I was the host of the panel at Comic-Con, which discussed this film with its director, Rian Johnson, and its star, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Emily Blunt, who also stars in the film. The film is called Looper.
Yay!
I just love me some time travel movies, and this is a great premise. In the future, time travel is outlawed. They've learned how to travel through time, but it's outlawed because people were using it for no good.
Yeah, of course they were.
And so the mob uses it secretly to dispose of their enemies. Instead of whacking someone in the future, which apparently is very difficult to do and you can get caught, they will send the victim into the past and have someone from the past whack them there and dispose of the body so that person no longer exists in the future.
Wow. Nice.
But what happens if you are an assassin in the past, if you're a looper, as the phrase is used in the movie, and once you have outlived your usefulness to the mob, they send the future you back to you, and you need to kill yourself.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
I'm going to be confused, aren't I?
You're already confused. What a great premise, and what a great cast. Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays the...
Jogolev?
Jogolev plays the modern-day looper, and his future self is sent back to him, played by Bruce Willis. So you've got Joseph Gordon-Levitt playing a young Bruce Willis. Ah. Bruce plays himself in the future, who gets sent back, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt tries to hunt down himself, played by Bruce Willis.
But he knows all his own tricks, Ralph.
Well, the old Bruce Willis does know all his own tricks, so he's a hard man to bring down. Wow. But great premise. I've seen a bunch of footage. As I mentioned, I was at Comic-Con. I was the moderator of that panel. And boy, does this look just like top-notch science fiction thriller stuff going on here. If you want to see Looper, we're having a special K-Rock Advanced screening on the Sony Studios lot Thursday, September the 27th, and the movie is in theaters everywhere the next day, Friday the 28th. But if you'd like to see it before anybody else, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First two callers who get through will get a pair of passes to see Looper. Also in the film, Jeff Daniels plays the mob boss who tells Joseph Gordon-Levitt to, I mean, brilliant, brilliant actor. Piper Perabo is in it as well.
Nice.
Paul Dano, just an amazing cast.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see this film.
Mitt Romney says no.
Well, you know what, Mitt, you're not welcome then. How about that? We don't need you to see Looper. While we're talking about movies, it's Monday, so we'll look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Resident Evil Retribution, number one at the box office, $21.1 million. Finding Nemo 3D did very well for itself in the re-release 3D version of that film. $17.5 million made it number two. The rest of the top five, The Possession, Lawless, and Paranorman. Then Expendables 2 is number six. The Words, Bourne Legacy, Odd Life of Timothy Green, and The Campaign are your top ten. Speaking of Bourne Legacy, Universal announced that they are indeed making yet another Bourne movie.
Well, the last one did good, right?
It did well. It did, critically was not given high marks, but people who went to see it seemed to enjoy it. So Universal has announced they will do another Bourne in the franchise. Looks like Jeremy Renner will return to that role. And Universal also has announced Ted 2.
There it is.
While you guys are talking about Seth MacFarlane and his appearance on Saturday Night Live, Ted 2 also in the works.
Will you be in it, Ralph?
Well, the audience is demanding more of John's dad, so I can only imagine that I will not be in the sequel now because they kind of covered that ground in the first one. That's what I'm guessing. I could not care less now that Fox has finally announced the official judges for American Idol.
as rumored, it is Keith Urban, Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, and Randy Jackson returning for another tour of duty as the judge.
I thought he was just going to be a mentor. They couldn't get anyone else? Is that what happened?
They're keeping him on for another season. So those are your four judges officially released by Fox this week of who will be.
I just can't believe this even happened. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. You're going to be getting a lot of that. A lot of that.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
I don't think so. I don't think we do.
And congratulations to the LAPD. They have finally tracked down and captured public enemy number one, Amanda Bynes.
Good work.
Is apparently off the road. She was pulled over Sunday morning around 8:20 in the morning. They recognize what we all did, is that she's been driving on her suspended license for at least a week now. And they immediately impounded her BMW and gave her a misdemeanor citation for driving with a suspended license. I guess they'll just roll this into the crime she's being accused of when she talks to the judge next week and tries to work out those hit and runs, those pesky hit and runs that she was accused of. Try to get that all straightened away. How's she going to get to the gym and talk to herself? Not her car.
I don't know
either. Today's celebrity birthdays, Phil Jackson. He's 67 years old. Today's Cassandra Peterson, better known as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. At one time, a DJ right here on KROQ. Can you
sure was.
That? 61 years old today. Baz Luhrmann from Moulin Rouge in Australia and Romeo and Juliet. Great director. 59.
If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it.
Also,
the long-term
also,
benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists.
Yeah, you can wait for it. You can wait for me to ask for it. Because sometimes I'll look at the clock and say, I don't have enough time to get into it here, so I'll just hold off on doing that.
I apologize.
No, it's strong.
Mike's just doing his own show. You know that, Ralph.
Yeah. Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights at Super 8 is 47 years old. Malik Yoba, oh, so good on Alphas, 45 years old. Flo Rida is 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is crazy. Every hour this morning on the Kevin Devine Show, we are hooking you up with tickets to see Green Day next Monday live in the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock. That's a pretty big band to be seeing in a tiny room like that, don't you guys think?
Oh,
yeah,
they just played a
3-hour show in New York this weekend.
Wow.
They're on stage for 3 hours, so I guess Billy Joe's feeling better.
They got a lot of songs to play, you know, with 3 new albums coming out, too. You'll also win a copy of Green Day's new album, Uno, your chance to win, coming up in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph, you did a story for us last week on the Showbiz Beat about how Britney Spears has settled her suit with a former assistant.
Yes, Fernando Flores was her assistant, who claimed, among other things, that she would sexually proposition him, would walk around in the nude, being very provocative, had multiple sexual experiences with all kinds of genders, was negligent of her children. He was accusing her of great many things and was suing her for sexual harassment at the time.
Mm.
And that kind of puts you in an interesting spot. If you're working for someone, they're your boss, you have to put up with a certain amount of bad behavior, I would imagine. But it just got to the point where it was too much for this guy, where he felt like he was being asked to do too much, or it was unfair, or it should be illegal, or whatever. But, I mean, his complaint had stories of her walking by him, for instance, according to TMZ.com, wearing a white lace see-through dress. She walked over close to the man, intentionally dropping her cigarette lighter on the floor, bent over to retrieve it, and thereby exposed her uncovered genitals to him.
Yes.
That's sexy.
The incident caused Flores shock and disgust, so he went on to sue. Now, we'll never find out what the details were of the settlement.
How disgusting could it be?
I don't know. Britney, you know, Spears. Barefoot Britney?
Look, she looked a little white trashy from time to time, but what's this guy? Who's he, Brad Pitt?
Barefoot Britney, who maybe doesn't shower as often as she should. Maybe
Britney
the kids
Spears
are around.
Britney Spears says it's open for business. You go in and get yourself a quarter milk. You know what I'm saying?
I did not see that.
7-Eleven time.
And even...
No.
Even if you're not interested in having sex with Britney Spears, what's the real harm if you see not the greatest looking vagina in the world? Like, what's the serious negative impact on your life if that's part of your day-to-day job?
Yeah, this
right?
guy is no dude. Oh, vagina. Oh, I'm so shocked and horrified and disgusted. I saw a vagina. Shut up. Just take a gander and get back to work.
The worst that can happen is you're not into it, so you just ignore it and keep doing your job.
Right.
So this got us on the topic, and Ralph, I think it was your idea that there are a lot of people listening who have been involved in the celebrity orbit in Southern California, where you
and the celebrity orifice.
Perhaps, yes. You work for a celebrity, and you have had to see or endure or be party to things that the rest of us civilians would have trouble following.
Yeah, and although we would ideally like to talk to people who are celebrity personal assistants, if you're just a personal assistant in general to some rich dude or somebody who ran a business or something, if they made you do wacky things, if you were exposed to insanity during the daily course of your employment, we would love to hear your stories about being a personal assistant.
So in other words, former Kevin Bean employee Tad could call up and say we made him drive to Barstow to get us Dairy Queen blizzards on numerous occasions.
But that was always for entertainment on air. You know, off the air, we would largely ignore him. But, if you're just going to work every day and it's not a big show busy kind of thing where you're on display and you're doing it for a gag or something, and you just go to the person's house and they make you do strange stuff like, you know, wipe the kids' butts or something. I mean, who knows what people would feel entitled to when you're an employee to make you do. I've heard some scary stories myself from people.
We want to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you were a celebrity or a personal assistant for somebody and you were asked to do unusual things, you don't have to name the person, but you can give us a call right now at 1-800-520-1067, and we want to hear what sorts of things you were asked to do. Now, Beer Mug.
Yes.
Beer Mug knows a guy who knows a guy. Step on up and tell me this story if you can.
I knew a girl who was the assistant to a very well-known K-rock artist. We'll know that. And among other...
Plain White Tees?
No. Among
Mumford & Sons?
No, close, but no cigar. Among other things like, you know, having her go back to In-N-Out because the tomatoes were soggy and not crisp enough.
See,
like that.
That's a nightmare.
She was driving around with this artist one day, and they were rear-ended. Mm-hmm. And right away, the artist told her to get out of the car and switch his seat because he was in the driver's seat.
Oh, God. Oh,
take
that's
the fall.
Lindsay.
And then she was to get into the driver's seat. Not because he didn't have registration. Not because he didn't have a driver's license. No, because he had over 500 pills of ecstasy in his trunk. And
wow.
He didn't want to go down for it. So he made his assistant get into the driver's seat.
Did the assistant do it?
Yes.
Oh, see, you have no sack at that point. I mean, it's not worth your job to go to jail trafficking ecstasy.
No.
Wow.
So.
Wow. But I imagine you have a job, and maybe it's a good job, and maybe it's a job where you make a lot of money, and maybe you just the limits to what you'll put up with before you say no so that you don't lose that job.
But
maybe
breaking the law has to be the line, right? That's the line you don't cross. You're not going to take the fall for a felony drug possession count just to keep a job, because your job's no good to you when you're in the inside being somebody's girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's true. Especially when you're lucky enough to be working for that guy who sang that Anything Anything song.
Oh, come on.
If that's the personal assistant job you've got, then you don't want to give that up.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Wendy real quick. Let's get one in before the break, and then we're going to take your calls. You were working for a celebrity, or you were a personal assistant for somebody. You were asked to do unusual things. Tell us about it. Wendy, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Hi. So I worked for this lady who...
celebrity? Is it a celebrity lady?
No, she was a rich lady. Well, she was a spoiled rich lady by her mother who lived in Switzerland.
Okay.
Okay.
So her mother would, you know, pay me to be her personal assistant. And I met her because she was getting sued by some random people. And what I did for her was that I went to her old apartment that she did not live in for 2 months. No electricity.
Oh, so we're losing you there, Wendy. You said you went to her old apartment where she didn't live anymore and there was no electricity. And then what happened?
No. She had OCD with wrappers. So before she threw anything away, she had to take a picture of everything.
Oh, man.
Everything. I mean, wrappers from McDonald's French fries, wrappers from a restaurant, napkins. Wow. She would write everything on napkins. Then I opened the kitchen door, and the smell of the refrigerator was so disgusting that I wanted to throw everything away, like just start throwing it away. She would not let me throw it away until she took a picture of it.
Oh, man.
When my mother died, I had to wait till the next day to go back. And her mother was just like, I am so sorry. She gave me a grand bonus for dealing for her that
wow.
one day.
So she would catalog her garbage, basically.
It was disgusting. Like, no electricity. Her living room, you couldn't walk in there because since she was getting sued, she thought that the person that was suing her was poisoning her. And I was like, no. And then the worst part is, this is the craziest thing. When she would leave, she'll pull off a piece of her hair and tie it on the doorknob.
Oh, man.
When we will get there the next day, she'll have to make sure the hair is there. One day it wasn't there, she called the cops. The cops went and they're like, you're kidding me.
Someone was on the inside because they knocked the hair off the knob.
That's right, man. Exactly. I've seen that in a million movies.
It was disgusting.
Now,
was so gross.
You're not a medical professional in any sense, right, Wendy?
No, my mother is, but no, it's disgusting.
But why would this woman's mother hire you rather than put her in an institution or get her some professional help?
Because her mother is in Switzerland, and her mother's a lawyer.
Wow.
And she even told me when she read the briefs of her daughter's lawsuit, she said she should be in jail. But as her mother, she can't put her in jail.
Sounds like she should be in a hospital is
yeah.
what it sounds
yeah,
like.
But
wow.
The funny thing
Wendy,
is,
we got to go. Thank you very much. I'm glad right, you
no
called,
problem.
But we're out of time. Wow, that's crazy stuff right there, right?
Yeah, I can only imagine. Bean, do you have a personal assistant?
We'll take your calls when we come back here on the Kevin DeBeach Show at K-Rock. First, though, we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067, talking about what it's like to be a personal assistant or a celebrity personal assistant and the crazy stuff that you have to do. This is all as a result of that Britney Spears lawsuit that has been settled, where he was claiming that she was walking around naked propositioning him all the time, and that's
yeah.
so tough.
Oh, poor bastard.
It's a hard way to go.
I bet a lot of female personal assistants get that. There might be a
oh,
lot
yeah.
of come-ons, especially with male executives yeah. and celebrities and stuff like that. It must be just standard operational procedure, I would assume.
Yeah. Men Brian are Adams knocked up his personal assistant.
Oh, that's
last
right.
Year.
I forgot.
Singer Brian
yeah.
Adams did.
Yeah.
Let's go to Paul real quick. He's on line 3. Hey, Paul, welcome to the Kevin DeBeach Show. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding on. You were a personal assistant, right?
Yeah, personal assistant, personal trainer, and massage therapist, actually.
Wow.
Okay.
Triple
yeah.
duty.
Yeah, not bad. And
what kind of person did you work for? Celebrity?
I can't name names.
Okay, what line of work were they in? Can you tell us that much?
Politics, basically.
A politician.
Kind of politicians out there in Malibu.
Schwarzenegger!
All right, what'd you have to do?
Well, basically, he was 70 and his wife was 35 and just smoking. And she would come...
Hello?
Paul?
Hello?
Oh, we lost
all of our phones just died.
Are you kidding me?
Politicians, man.
Damn it.
They got the lines on lock.
Oh, my God. What happened? Did they...
I don't know.
Somebody was privy to the fact that this dude was talking for
oh,
the first
time?
Oh,
they took him out. They took him out fast.
Listening, man. They're
yeah,
listening.
Yeah.
See, he's not even working for that politician anymore, but apparently they still have his phones bugged.
Well, it wasn't Schwarzenegger yeah. because smoking hot wife.
No, right, exactly.
Only
35 years
yeah.
younger.
Definitely that's, not him.
That Aww. Sounded like it was going to be pretty juicy. Give me the super secret hotline. I think we have a celebrity assistant on the super secret hotline. Hello there.
Hello, the girl. Hello, the other one.
Linus.
Hi, Linus.
I'm not saying who I am.
Okay.
I'm being secret.
Okay, well,
but
all we know is...
a very popular Los Angeles radio personality.
Hmm.
Is his name Kevin?
I can't say for sure.
Okay, all right, we won't press you on that. All right, so you work for a radio personality, and you've had to do some crazy yes. personal assistant
Let's
stuff.
Let's just say he's on the Blank and Bean Show.
Okay.
All right, say
no
more. Understood.
So I'm his personal assistant, and he is on vacation this week. And I'll tell you something, I just dread the weeks where he's on vacation. Because it's bad enough being his personal assistant when he's working, because I have to get him up in the morning, I have to put a catheter in and get the urine out, I have to clean him up, I have to sober him up, and then I have to push him into the car and then hit the automatic cruise control to send him to work.
I didn't know anything about the catheter. That's very sad,
but
actually.
But when he's on vacation, it's much, much worse. Talk about sexual harassment.
What?
Yeah. Right now, we're in his Zeppelin.
Yes.
We're flying over the Incan ruins in Mexico.
What? Didn't know he had a Zeppelin. Okay.
On his Zeppelin? Oh, yeah. He's got a whole fleet of Zeppelins.
Oh,
he prefers to travel by Zeppelin.
I didn't know that about Kevin.
He says there are very few Zeppelin accidents going on these days. And he's right, really, when you think about it.
Hard to argue with that.
You
okay.
don't hear about Zeppelin crashes very
no.
often.
No.
Nope.
So anyway, I'm in the gondola of the Zeppelin, and what we like to do is we like to fly over poor villages,
mm-hmm.
and then what he likes to do is take whatever the currency is of that particular country, wherever we are, and uh-huh. tie it to fishing line and lure it out the window, and then just jerk it out of their hands as they try to reach for it.
Oh, that's cruel. That's sad, Linus.
And then he asks them to sacrifice a virgin, and he will pay them.
Oh, no.
That's
no.
terrible.
I know, it's horrible. And the whole time he has me do it while I'm in a fur G-string.
Oh, my God.
He splatters my body with strawberry ice cream. And then he claims, oh, I was on Ambien. I don't know how you got all messy.
Oh, that's abusive.
Why do you know.
Why do you continue to work for this man? It sounds like a terrible job, Linus.
Because he's hilarious when he tries to speak. It cracks me up.
I understand that.
Good luck with that. Hey, you're listening to the world-famous K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. We love the comedians. We love the funny people because we've got to figure out some way to get some comedy on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited to say Michael McDonald is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock hour this morning. I don't think we've ever had him in before.
I don't believe we have
TV,
either.
Of course. So looking forward to that. Mike's in town. Right now, though, Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network. Weekday afternoons at 4. And, of course, the DirecTV Red Zone where he pees into a giant Mountain Dew bottle throughout the course of the day. I don't know if people know that or not. But, Andrew, how are you, my friend? How was yesterday for you?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, good morning.
We had some drama at the end of some of those games there, sir.
High drama and high def, I believe, is Chris Myers.
Yes, there was a lot of red zone action. What was your favorite game of the day, Andrew?
Oh, geez. I don't know if I had a favorite. I would say the most inexplicable ending was the ending in New England.
Yeah.
Where, I know someone's thrilled about that, where the Cardinals blew it, the Patriots blew it, then the Cardinals blew it, then the Patriots blew it. It was just, I mean, the fact that the Patriots didn't get the two-point conversion was shocking enough because it looked like the Cardinals were going to win, but hey, they could still take the ball back. Well, then Ryan Williams fumbled, which is just inexplicable in his second career NFL game. So he fumbles, gives it back. Steve Gostkowski does not miss that field goal. But even back up a play, the Patriots scored what looked like a game-winning touchdown, but they called it back on a holding call, which some people were still debating. Then Gostkowski misses a field goal. And, you know, I tweeted this during the show yesterday. The last time the Cardinals had beaten the Patriots, 1991, a guy named Tom Tupo was the Cardinals quarterback, who was not a very good quarterback, but later on to a career as a punter. I mean, imagine this. He was a quarterback who knew he wasn't that good, so became a punter, had a nice career as a punter, and is in history as the first man to ever score a two-point conversion in NFL history. And the number one song in 1991 was, anybody?
91. Bean, you should know. You're good at this.
Well, I have to recuse myself because I saw the tweet from Andrew yesterday, and that just brought into sharp focus how long ago it was. It was Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
That is correct.
That's how long ago it was that the Cardinals beat the Patriots.
But, you know, if the Patriots acquit themselves at all with any sort of professionalism, they don't lose that game.
No. Look, you're at home. They have never, since they opened that new building, they had never lost a home opener. Tom Brady is like 902 in his last time at Abraham Gates or something like that. They don't lose that game ever.
Ever, right.
Ever. Yes, they did.
And Ryan Williams, by the way, let's talk about him for a minute. So he fumbles with a minute to go, certainly setting up New England to be able to get that field goal and win the game. I've never seen a player more depressed over a mistake on the field as him. I honestly thought he was going to go into the locker room and blow his brains out. He looked so devastated by that fumble because he knew he had just given that game away. And then all of a sudden, it doesn't matter a minute later when New England misses the field goal. He had to be the happiest little guy in the world, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, football is full of those stories every week where little things where a mistake happens, but it doesn't come back to haunt your team. But this was just colossal. I mean, just hold on to the ball, son, and the game's over, and you get... I mean, I gave you the history there. I mean, they were marching towards that kind of historic victory. He fumbled, yet they still got it in an even more stupefying
match. Unbelievable.
You know, Andrew, we talked a little bit about before the season, we talked about the little things and the New Orleans Saints without their head coach this season due to that whole bounty scandal. They look like they're struggling without Sean Payton on the sidelines.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be this bad. I thought they would find a way. You know, we've said all summer, well, Drew Brees is a head coach. No, he's not.
Yeah.
And that's not to take away from Drew, but you need your head coach, and Sean Payton is that good of a head coach. I think there's also a thing, at least with the transition defensively, Greg Williams, who is the... Well, he's suspended indefinitely. That's the word I'm looking for.
Right.
He was their D coordinator for all these years. He's since moved on to St. Louis, and again, is suspended indefinitely. You have a new D coordinator there, and it's taking some time, evidently, to get that defense on the same page. But it's offensively as well. I mean, look, they're 0-2. They were 13-3 a year ago. At home last year, they averaged 41 points a game. Wow. Now, granted, yesterday they were on the road, but still, it was a tough division game, but it was a game that they should have won and they needed to win if they wanted to bounce back. The stats are really overwhelming, and you know, you don't want to kill yourself with statistics here, but since 1990, if you go 0-2, you have a 12% chance of making the playoffs.
And just the eye test, they look a little sloppy and out of sync. They look like they're missing a guy who kind of pulls them all together.
That's exactly what they're missing.
Yeah.
Hey, they tried to get that Saints fan referee in the game, but apparently they found out at the last minute that this referee was posting pictures of himself in full Saints garb on Facebook. So they pulled him from that game and replaced him with somebody else. So that was a nice effort.
Now, for those who didn't know the story, you actually told the story exactly how it went down. And the league found out on Sunday morning after a report, and it was called in for a comment, and they said, oh, maybe we should do something about this. It is not in any way illegal to be a fan as a referee. I mean, no one can tell you as a referee, well, I mean, let's say I'm from St. Louis, and I'm a referee, and I have 20 years of good service and good standing. It doesn't mean you can't be the fan of the local team. It's not illegal. However, there are some protocols. There is some protocol. And if you go on Facebook and post many, many photos of you wearing gear from that team, and better yet, a bunch of the photos were from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can't be a homer.
Exactly.
Went to a preseason game. He was not working, and is photographed tailgating outside the dome in all kinds of Saints gear. So they pulled him off the.
Maybe not ideal.
That was the least of their issues yesterday, honestly.
In our remaining couple of minutes, let's talk about a couple teams. What's going on with Michael Vick? How much is he playing for both sides? Is he getting paid by both teams, and he just like spreads out the passes equally among both teams? What's going on with him, and how do they continue to win?
I tell you what Michael Vick is doing. He's Michael Lombardi on NFL Network pointed this out yesterday, and I don't think it was over the top criticism. Michael Vick's playing for his job, and I know that sounds absurd, but really with the contract they gave him, considering his legal circumstances, everything, how many every years ago it was, there's really no guarantees in his contract. So he's playing for his job on a year in, year out basis because they're not tied down to the guy next year. The Eagles continue to turn the ball over and inexplicably win. Now, this week they did it against a very good team in the Ravens, unlike last week, which was against the Browns, and they're a bad team. You can get away with it against bad teams. You can't get away with it against the Ravens again. They are the first team in nearly 40 years, the 63 Rams, we looked it up, to go 2-0 with 9 or more turnovers. It is just stupefying. How many times they turn the ball over and still find a way to win.
Now, here's the thing. As you know, I'm a big Eagles fan, and I've watched this team last season and this season. They're a better team now than they were last season. If they can get the turnovers under control, which may be just a matter of discipline and maybe Vic knocking some rust off having not played in the preseason, I think they could be really formidable.
Absolutely. Look, everyone said, Ralph, you know this, you look what they did in December last year when they went on a winning streak.
Right.
If they can play that kind of football, then you could argue they were the favorite in the division. A division with the defending Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
And right now, they are 2-0, and the Super Bowl champions clearly have their issues because they needed 500 yards passing from their quarterback to win a game at home.
And Dallas looked confused yesterday, too, against the Seahawks.
Well, it's the classic readjustment. You know, it's after 1 week, we overreact, and after 2 weeks, we kind of sit back and say, well, remember when Denny Green said, remember the Cardinal coach Denny Green back in the day pounded the podium after losing that Monday night game to the Bears and kept yelling, they are who we thought they were,
right,
and let them off the hook?
Yep.
Right? That's what this week is. It's we are who I can't even finish the sentence. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the Cowboys, maybe they're kind of back to earth.
Yeah, everyone was saying that was the Super Bowl last week when they beat the Giants, and now maybe they're not the team that they appeared to be at the moment.
The reason they play 16 games over 17 weeks.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one final question, and then we are desperately out of time with our friend Andrew Siciliano, who you can see on NFL Total Access again this afternoon at 4 and DirecTV's Red Zone each Sunday. And that is, last week you said RG3 was the rookie quarterback of the week. How about this year of the five new, this weekend, of the five new guys? Who'd you like the best?
Oh, wow. How about that? Well, Brandon Whedon, I think, deserves a pat on the back for just bouncing back from an historically bad debut. His quarterback rating, which is kind of a weird statistic, but his quarterback rating last week was 5.1.
Yeah, not ideal.
Which is just, it's
almost like, as low as you can go.
I mean, it's basically you get a 5.1 for, like, signing your name on the SAT, that kind of thing, right? So he had a 5.1. His career baseball ERA was 5 when he was a minor league pitcher. And yesterday he threw for 300 yards and had his team of the game and threw multiple touchdowns. So I would give Brandon Weeden the credit this week merely because he turned in one of, if not the best performances of the week after being...
Yes, most improved. He wins for most improved.
Bad. Also, Andrew Luck played a good game.
Griffin looked good again this week, though, too, I got to tell you.
Good again. Look, it was the defense. I mean, the Rams played an entirely different kind of defense than what the Saints showed them. And actually, there's history there with the two coordinators. But the Rams, that's another game where the referees let get chippy to the point where at the end they had to throw a flag that decided the game.
Yeah.
Well, very exciting NFL action for week number 2. Tonight's the Monday night game with Denver versus Atlanta. But again, Andrew Siciliano at 4 on the NFL Network. You are the best, my friend. Thanks for joining us today. We enjoyed it.
Love you guys.
Today, Dr. Oz welcomes Hollywood's most famous yo-yo dieter, Kirstie Alley. Plus, Dr. Oz shows you how to tell if you are thin for good or if the weight is coming back. Watch an all-new Dr. Oz show today at 2 on ABC 7. Like we need a doctor. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Travel.
Beer mug. Are you on Dr. Oz today, Bruma?
Maybe.
Are you appearing on that show?
Maybe. Yeah.
By the way, let me tell you the show I'm excited about. Have you seen the commercials for Dr. Phil's Sit Down with Dina Lowen?
Oh, yeah.
We may have to go through some of that tape tomorrow. She looks drunk.
She's all loaded up. No, she denies it. I was not. They edited it that way to make me look bad.
Huh. Right.
That is the vestige of the coward, isn't it? That old... cry. They always do that. It was the editing.
I'm very excited about that interview. So Michael McDonald joins us after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. He funny. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat right now. What's going on?
Well, we're talking about the Lohan clan. I have to say, I think Lindsay Lohan is probably very excited that her arch nemesis, Amanda Bynes, now has been put on ice. They took her car away Sunday morning at 8:30 when she was driving around with her suspended license. Cops pulled her over yet again. Found out she was driving on a suspended license and impounded her car on the spot and gave her a citation for misdemeanor driving with a suspended license. So the roadways are a little safer today, boys and girls. Lisa neglected to mention that in her traffic report, that there's no Amanda Bynes sightings anywhere. So we're a lot better off. But yesterday, Lindsay put up this tweet, which just made me laugh because I think she's so sincere and means it. Her tweet was, "Why did I get put in jail and a Nickelodeon star has had no punishment so far?" So,
wait, hold on a second. Lindsay Lohan is complaining that Amanda Bynes is not getting enough punishment?
Is not in jail, yes.
Lindsay Lohan has done... my head's going to explode. Lindsay Lohan has done 800 times more stuff than Amanda Bynes has.
But she thinks Amanda's getting better treatment than she is.
Oh, my God.
That is a person who misses the point.
Yes.
When Lindsay Lohan is complaining that someone else over there, they're doing something too.
Yeah.
What about them? Why don't they get in trouble? Just keep yourself clean. Take care of you, clean up your side of the street, and then you don't need to worry about anybody else. But, yeah, great tweet. Why did I get put in jail and a Nickelodeon star has no punishment so far? As if we should start incarcerating people based on their resume. We should go to, like, IMDb and say, oh, well, she's in feature films. We should give her a lighter sentence. But anyone who's on basic cable should go right into solitary confinement.
That's jail.
That's where she should go. So, Lindsay was complaining yesterday that Amanda Bynes hasn't been significantly punished. And why don't you wait for it? She's got her court date coming up.
I know. It hasn't happened yet.
Lindsay has plenty to be grateful for, by the way.
Yes, she does.
In terms of her, the way she's been treated with the police.
She's finally on the set of Scary Movie 5, where she is filming her little sequence for that motion picture. Apparently, she does a scene with Charlie Sheen. And word is they're getting along famously. They are seriously bonding over, yes, you know, their legal troubles and their addictions and things like that. They have a lot in common. So the New York Post is reporting that they're a match made in heaven and they're having a great time. So, good news. Great news for fans like we are here of the New Girl show.
Yeah.
New Girl has a great cast coming up this fall for their new episodes. They've announced that Carlo Gugino will be playing Schmidt's new boss, who apparently is just a lady on the street and a freak in the sheets. Just will be coming on to Schmidt, so that means he'll be taking a shirt off a lot more, ladies.
Hilarious.
And we'll get to meet Jess's parents on the show, played by Jamie Lee Curtis as her mom, and Rob Reiner as her dad.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't do a lot of acting work these days, so it's a great get to get Rob Reiner on the show. Looking forward to that. Isla Fisher and Terry Crews are joining the cast of Arrested Development next spring when the show begins airing on Netflix. No word on who they'll be playing, but they'll be joining a lot of returning guest stars who are coming back to the show, including Scott Baio, Liza Minnelli, Henry Winkler, and our buddy Judy Greer will all be returning and reprising their roles on that show as well.
That's so great.
Looking forward to that. It is Monday. That means we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Resident Evil Retribution was number one, $21.1 million. Finding Nemo 3D came in second. Then The Possession, Lawless, and Paranorman. That's the top five. The Expendables 2 was number six. The Words, The Bourne Legacy, The Odd Life of Timothy Green, and then The Campaign at the bottom of the list of the top 10, rounding out the weekend's box office results. Today's celebrity birthdays. Malik Yoba is 45 years old today. He is on one of my favorite TV shows. It's called Alphas on Sci-Fi. If you're not watching, you're just a fool because it's awesome. And Stanton Parrish is one of the great bad guys in all of TV history. Boy, I love that show. 45 years old. Flo Rida is 33. Kyle Chandler, Friday Night Lights star, Super 8, 47 years old today. I'm surprised Bean didn't ring the bell for Kyle Chandler.
I love him that much.
He wants to pleasure him. TV personality, actress, icon, Cassandra Peterson. You probably know her better as Elvira.
Well, I'm singing Elvira.
Mistress of the Dark. It's a different Elvira. It's not that Elvira. It's not the same Elvira. This is the point where you stop playing that song. 61 years old today. Phil Jackson, Hall of Fame coach, is 67 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Welcome to Monday on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Keep on listening for your chance to join us next week, 1 week from today, next Monday, live in the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock to see Green Day. Oh, I don't know, just Green Day performing live like 10 feet from you. We got tickets for you every hour this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Lisa, we've been doing this show for a long time.
Yes.
And we've had, I thought, every possible excuse why a guest wasn't able to be here. We've had oversleep, we've had overdose, we've had missed the plane. I don't think we've ever had can't get out of my own house. I think that's new to me, is stuck
what?
In my own house. But comedian Michael McDonald is on the phone with us right now, of course, from Cougar Town and Scrubs and all those seasons on Mad TV, on stage at the Roxy tomorrow night. Michael, what's going on, man?
Good morning.
Is it a hostage situation or what's happening here?
Well, you know what? I've now taken back to the moment when I bought the house. And I had somebody, like a handyman coming in to like check, it was like a heater thing. And I live in one of those dumb houses that's on a hill where you know, it's like, sort of floating in the air.
Right.
And, the first thing he said when he walked into my house was, "Oh, we call these kind of houses coffins."
Oh God!
And I go, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, "Well, if there's a fire near the door, which is the only way you can, the front door."
Right.
It's a coffin. And I sort of laughed thinking, well, aren't handymen crazy? And now the power goes out a lot up here and the garage door, which is electric, wouldn't open. And this all happened overnight and my cell phones didn't charge. And you know, who has a landline anymore? But I kept one. I forgot in case of emergencies. And I'm talking to you on an old-fashioned phone attached to a cord in a wall, just like
you must feel like you're living in Boardwalk Empire right now, sitting around with no power on a regular phone. All right, so the handyman, he makes the comment, and that's because there's only one way in or out of a house, and that's the front door. In other words, the back of the house looks over a hill. There's no doors. There's no back door that you can get out.
Right.
It's on stilts, right?
Right.
Oh yeah, you're doomed, man. You may die in that house, Michael. I don't know, dude.
But the views, it's going to be a gorgeous view when I'm dying.
It's going to be, yes, a gorgeous death.
And help me out here with the garage. So is the garage attached to the house and you can get to it from inside the house?
Yes.
Or do you have, oh, it is.
I'm submitting a floor plan to your people.
So if you can get inside the garage, it seems to me that there must be some sort of an override, a bunch of stuff is what you meant to say on the radio.
Oh, sorry, yes. I don't know if it tells or not. I was a little frustrated this morning trying to get out. It's now been cleared, but it took a lot longer and a little more effort than
so you couldn't get to it.
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
And I had no cell phone, so I couldn't call you guys to give you any heads up until here we are.
I would go back to bed. This day is not going to be good for you.
You know what's weird? Last night I said to some friends, I had a glass of wine, and I said to some friends, I feel like something really bad is going to go down soon. I don't know what it is.
So if this is all that it is, I'll take it.
Yeah.
A lot of people have that that fear when they drink too much. And they realize they're setting themselves up for trouble. You've been in the show business world for a long time. Is this the first?
Yes.
Is this the first time you've ever had to use this excuse? Like, this has been your reason for missing a scheduled interview is because you were stuck in your own house?
I never miss anything. I'm never late for anything. I started out as a loan officer in a bank before I was in comedy. So I am kind of punctual about that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, used to be. That was your old reputation. Now, though.
Now, I'm just, apparently, according to you, I'm really old and just drunk.
Yeah, you're flighty. You're anything goes. Michael McDonald. Hey, so that's hilarious. So you're going to make it to the Roxy tomorrow night?
I love that segue. yes, I'm going to be at the Roxy on Sunset, which is normally a rock and roll venue, but they also do really cool comedy shows, of which I would like to join the ranks of. Like
you are going to be following in the footsteps of Cheech and Chong, of Pee Wee, Robin Williams. I mean, the Roxy has been, and I think, wasn't there a, what's his name? What's that
Russell
guy?
Brand?
No, I'm not thinking of him. who's that world's most legendary black comedian from the 70s?
Oh, Richard Pryor?
Richard Pryor. Didn't he do some live stuff at the Roxy, too? He made an album.
I'm not that old.
Okay, not that old.
but I'm a fan of Richard Pryor.
Yeah. So you're going to be doing the Roxy thing. Are you? Do you do a lot of stand-up in Southern California? Are you mostly a guy on the road around the country?
I usually do it around the country. I haven't done stand-up in L.A. very much at all. I did one time at the Hollywood Improv, like maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So this is my first time in L.A. doing stand-up in years, and I couldn't be happier. It's kind of the end of a tour that I was doing all summer long.
So this is a rare treat for Michael McDonald fans. Tickets are available just $25 through TicketWeb.com. I know people ask you all the time about the Mad TV years, but do you miss it?
No. The only thing I miss about it, I'm going to take it back. One, I miss the people because it was truly, I met some of my best people who became my best friends to hang out with, let alone work. But the other thing is occasionally when things go down in, you know, the news or in entertainment or something, you go, that'd be a great thing to write a sketch about, or I'd love to put that person on Dr. Phil and play Dr. Phil, you know, or something like that. And so I miss that, but I don't miss the wigs and the glue that you have to put on your face to put a wig on.
What I was impressed particularly about you on Mad TV, though, is it seems like here's the way I picture this would going. Somebody's in the news, and they have the meeting at the beginning of the week when you're writing the show, and somebody has to do that celebrity. And you go around the room and decide, all right, who's going to be the one to play that character? And more often than not, it seemed like you're the guy that stepped up, and I bet you ended up doing 50 characters on television that you never would have gotten the opportunity to try to learn and do otherwise.
That's definitely true that I the result of it is me doing things I didn't think I would do. Yes,
right.
That happened all the time. I think it was largely because I was the old white guy, so like any senator or presidential person or serial killers, I did all the I don't know, like anybody who killed their wife or Gary Condit. Sometimes you combine criminals, whatever. But that was always the greatest fear for me, was doing impressions, because you kind of felt like, oh, there's a right answer and a wrong answer, or people know what if you're doing something, quote, correct or not, whereas if you just did an original character about your drunk Uncle Harry or whatever, no one's going to go, that's not how he talked.
Right.
Or your Stewart guy, who was made up, who was probably one of the most popular things that you did. There was no right or wrong for that, because you invented him.
Yeah, although, you know, it's funny, I was not, when I auditioned for Mad TV for the final audition for the network, the producers of Mad TV, who were really nice to me, came up and said, don't do that weird baby character in front of the network. It's just too weird. We'd like you to get the job.
How about that?
They were all freaked out by it. They seemed to like it, but they were freaked out by it, so I didn't even audition with them.
Well, it shows what the suits know, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to do a significant portion of this interview of biting the hand that feeds me.
Just the voice of Michael McDonald on the phone here on the Kevin Bean Show. He's performing on stage at the Roxy. It's going to be tomorrow night. Tickets through TicketWeb.com. Have you ever considered, I don't know, getting a generator?
That's the other weird thing. Just a week ago, people were talking about being prepared for like an earthquake or a fire, because you get both of that up here.
Mm-hmm. And right.
I've said to myself, I've got to get down
to Home Depot or whatever and get that flashlight that you crank or that canned
those are
meat.
All, yeah, those are good things.
It's
sounds like you have to drive down a mountain. Got to get down there to where the people live and get my supplies.
I know. Well, yeah, I guess it's a little too late then. I've got to do that. I think it's because I'm an optimist.
You do make it sound like you're living at the peak of Mount Everest, though. Like everything's an ordeal for you to get these supplies to you.
Get the Sherpas.
Do you have like a team of dogs that brings your groceries up every week or anything like that?
I do.
Or?
The St. Bernard with a jug of rum. Even though it's warm.
Well, he lives in a death trap, ladies and gentlemen. It could be your last chance to see him alive. Go see him at the Roxy, ticketweb.com. Tickets just $25. That's going to be tomorrow. I'm glad we got a chance to at least say hi, but come on in sometime when the power is working and we'll spend a little more time together. All right,
love,
Michael?
I would love nothing more. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you. I'm sure I'll see you two tomorrow night.
You bet. Sounds
absolutely
good. Very excited. Those guys are going to be back in the building at K-Rock Monday. You can join them live at the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock next Monday, plus win a copy of Green Day's new album, Uno, your chance to win in minutes, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show and every hour, too. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com on the way. Also, LaQuisha recaps last night's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. First, though, how about the Kevin and Bean Afro line?
Oh, okay.
On the air, 323-520-AFRO. It's our voicemail. You can call us 24/7. Maybe you hear something on the show you want to comment on, or you've got a question, or something that we're not addressing, or something that we missed. We always enjoy hearing from you. It's one of the many ways you can get in touch with the Kevin and Bean Show. Here's a listener we have not heard from in a while, but he is back.
You guys smell like pineapple fruit roll-up. Wait, Doodoo on it.
Okay. Doodoo!
Did we miss that guy? I'm saying no. I'm saying we did not. Unfortunately, the fact that we have an Afro line means that people can call like this guy did when they have a complaint about something.
I don't even know why I call you guys. You ever play my Afro line messages anyways? Just stupid. You're all a bunch of stupid. Love you. Call you tomorrow.
We were talking about Honey Boo Boo Child and her mom, June, who, by the way, is 33 years old and is a grandmother. She also has something called forklift foot. We found out on a recent show that her foot was run over by a forklift when she worked in a warehouse, and she had hidden it, walked around with socks for years, and she finally took off the sock and revealed her forklift foot. You saw the picture, right,
Lisa?
Yes,
she needs to put her sock back on.
It was rough, man. It was all swollen, and half the toenail was missing,
gross.
And the other half was, like, growing into her foot, yeah. And it was flies on it. I mean, it was just bad, and this listener may be not so happy about hearing our graphic description of the forklift foot.
Breakfast, and you guys are talking about a goddamn forklift foot? You, Bean.
Sorry.
Yeah,
about
Bean.
That. Here's a fan of candy corn, which, of course, is the best of all Halloween treats.
Bean, you're so right. These candy corn are delicious. Hold on a second. What, honey? No, I don't know where your new crayons are. Uh-oh.
Take our advice, though, and please stay away from the candy corn Oreos. That is not a taste sensation. Here's a complaint about our man, Dr. Drew, and he does make some good points.
Dr. Drew's a dick. He hates drugs, he hates alcohol, and he hates porn. He hates fun. What kind of a douchebag hates fun?
You know, when he puts it that way, why do we hang out with Dr. Drew?
I have no idea.
It's kind of a buzzkill. Our favorite crazy lady is back.
I've been stealing for Charles Manson since age 3. Anywho.
Love her.
I enjoy nothing more than seeing the Oakland Raiders in their commitment to excellence as they are now 0-2. This time around, they lost to Chip's Miami Dolphins, who are another of the worst teams in the NFL, but they still lost handily to the Dolphins, and that's what this Afro call is about.
The Raiders just lost to a team whose two biggest assets are A, ample parking, and B, the rookie quarterback's wife. Raiders! Raiders! Fire beer mud.
That's an excellent PS right there. Aww. We did a phone topic last week that I thought was very interesting about people who hit rock bottom, how they knew it was time for them to give up their addictions or their bad behavior because their life was out of control. And that's what this caller is referring to.
Hey, I'd like to toast that girl who, when she hit rock bottom, from drinking, she'd go out and find threesomes and have sex with strangers. Woo! Somebody get us a drink.
Amen. Amen, sir. Here's another call, same topic, rock bottom.
It is so good. that you did not ask Beer Mug when he hit rock bottom, because the answers would be now, 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 and now. Oh, God. Fire Beer Mug.
There's a theme this morning.
I hear you. I'm doing everything I can. Here's more Beer Mug love.
Honey Boo Boo, the Kardashian, Taylor Swift, and the cast of Jersey Shore. You know what all of them have over you? Not a single one of them have ever hired Beer Mug. So until you fix that problem, they're all better than you.
Ouch. I reject that.
You had enough Beer Mug?
Yeah.
How about one more?
Come on.
You know, every single person has a redeeming quality. You would think that every human being has at least something that they're good at, except Beer Mug. He's a total zero. Fire, fire, fire.
Okay, one more Afro call, and you'll be happy to know that we're gonna give you a pass, Beer Mug. We're gonna end on a note of somebody who has it even worse than you do. Okay, so this one is not about you. Listen to this sad story.
Yesterday, my boyfriend of 12 years, also my best friend, broke up with me by phone to let me know that he will be getting married next week. And I'm listening to the show, which I've listened to for more than 15 years, and I'm thinking, at least I'm not Beer Mug.
Oh, come on! What?
323-520-AFRO. It's the Kevin and Bean Afro line. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com joins us next on K-Rock. Congratulations to Megan Clark from Lake Forest, listening to the Kevin and Bean show this morning. Not ordinarily a good idea, but it worked out for her because she won tickets to see Green Day 1 week from today at the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock. We have had a phenomenal lineup all summer long of great acts stopping by the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock, but Green Day is one that we're really looking forward to, so we got chances for you to win all week long here on the world famous K-Rock. Harvey Levin, TMZ.com. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us. We never take your time for granted. We know how busy you are in the morning, so we really appreciate it. And you were the first.
I stopped the meeting for you.
Oh, you're a good man, Harvey.
It's Bean and Lisa May. I'm stopping my meeting.
Thank you.
You were the first person that I read anywhere, Harvey, last week who said, hey, wait a minute, maybe she's not just drunk. Maybe she's got mental issues, and I'm starting to think you might be right on this Amanda Bynes story. Yeah, What's the latest, dude?
There's just no doubt. I mean, she is, where to start? I mean, she's got two hit and runs pending, prosecution for hit and run, a DUI pending, her license has been suspended. She had her car impounded over the weekend because she's continuing to drive. And, you know, we have been talking to people who are telling us, you know, she's literally, she'll talk to inanimate objects. She goes to the gym and she'll just laugh hysterically where no one's talking to her just for no particular reason. You know, she's got issues. I mean, this is beyond just somebody who's got addictions. There's something pretty serious going on.
It sounds like it. And this morning they finally impounded her vehicle, right?
They did it yesterday.
Yesterday, okay.
Yesterday,
so
because she's, you know, the license has been suspended because she refused to take a sobriety test during the DUI, and there's automatic license suspension, so the DMV took it away, and she just continued to drive. I mean, we've gotten her 3 times since then.
It's unbelievable. And let's face it, if it were any of us, Harvey, like if you knew that you were in trouble with the DMV and with the police, if you did decide to take the risk to drive, you would be so unbelievably careful and follow every law and make sure that you stayed as under the radar as possible. And she's out apparently smoking weed in front of people. She's just doing everything she can to call attention to herself, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is just further proof that there's something deeper than just, you know, smoking pot in a car. I mean, it's way deeper than that.
Yeah. And what do you make of Lindsay weighing in, just like she weighs in on every other story that's on your site, to make sure that people are talking about her, too?
Can I say, I think this is loathsome, that Lindsay Lohan is criticizing authorities for that Lindsay had to serve jail time and Amanda Bynes is not, and that she intimated that this is somehow, you know, this is somehow pro Nickelodeon, like cops are driving around like there are two gangs, the Nickelodeon gang and the Disney gang, and the cops are and Lindsay Lohan has skated more than just about any criminal that I can think of. That, you know, she's been, you know, repeatedly violated her probation for DUIs. She's stolen necklaces and you know, hardly served any jail time. Most of the time, she doesn't serve any time. And she has the audacity to criticize Amanda Bynes and the cops for not throwing her in jail. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, we know she's not self-aware at all.
True. And when she does serve jail time, it's usually because she's violated a probation, right? Because she's gotten in trouble when she's already on probation.
Do you remember how many times the judges have said, you're going to jail if you violate it again, and she violated it, and she didn't go to jail because of some technicality, and then when she does go to jail, she's there for a day, or she, you know, the worst was like 14 days or whatever. I mean, for her to criticize is just unbelievable.
But I also think, like I said when I brought it up, Harvey, I also think she is desperate to be involved in every story. Look, let's look at the track record just in the last couple of weeks. She tweeted about she didn't have anything to do with the Tom Cruise story, remember, even though she wasn't in any way involved with talking to Vanity Fair or being part of that story. Then she tweeted criticism of the president's tax plan. Remember, she wanted some...
No, I know.
I mean, so she does everything she can. Whatever people are talking about, she wants to make sure she gets involved.
Yeah, and we're suckers and we talk about it.
Yeah,
and
good
it
point.
Works for her. All right, one more, and we'll let you get back to the meeting, because I thought this was a funny story, but it sounds like there's a difference of opinion as to what actually happened. At the Dodger game, Modern Family star Eric Stonestreet was there, and one report said escorted out. He's saying no. What was the problem with him at Dodger Stadium? Why did security even come to his seat?
Well, he was talking smack, apparently, to a Cardinals fan, and it looks like the Cardinals fan may have started it, but... you know, especially after what happened a year ago,
right.
There is a very low tolerance level for anything like this. So it sounds like he was escorted out of his seat, but he came back, and he's minimizing it now. He's saying that it was not a big deal, nothing really happened. But it looks like something did happen, but it wasn't where he ended up having to leave the stadium.
Well, it is good that security is so aware that if there is something above a heated argument between fans at Dodger Stadium, they know about it and can get in there before it gets out of control, right?
Right, right. And you know, again, he's kind of like minimizing the whole thing, but something did happen.
And by the way, has he lost like 100 pounds since last season of Modern Family? I barely recognized him
is
in the photos
really?
On your site.
It looked like he lost some weight. I don't know how much, but it looks like he lost some weight.
Crazy. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great stuff. Clint Eastwood talking about his RNC speech. You've also got some great stuff, and you're continuing to follow this story about this anti-Muslim film that is causing problems all around the world. Really, just minute by minute, TMZ.com does a great job. TMZ, with its wide variety of television shows, including the OG show and, of course, the TMZ Live.
The OG show.
Check your local listings for that, and TMZ.com is your entertainment website of record. Thanks, Harvey. Go back to the meeting. Say hi to the gang for us.
See you guys.
I don't want to say that Kevining is taking over the world, but have you seen the new batch of photos, Ralph? Have
yes.
Awesome. Over 100 came in over the weekend, by the way, of our listeners that are Kevining. Adrian Young from No Doubt, Noodles from The Offspring, entire college classes, yeah. Scuba divers 50 mm-hmm. yards underwater, little kids, Yankee Stadium. I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. It's
Mitt
all
Romney.
The time. It's
all,
well, I'm not sure about Mitt Romney,
yeah,
but
I'm
just
Mitt
saying
Romney.
A lot of people are Kevining, and you can too. Go to KevinAmin.com or KROQ.com. Check out the gallery. It all started when Kevin took an unfortunate photo shoot for a movie theater for the Arclight, and his pose has just become infectious, and we're all doing it now. So, and what about the Kevining dance, by the way? We haven't talked much about that. Weren't we supposed to have a video or something for the Kevining dance?
We're working on it. Easy there, Island Boy. You know, we all got stuff to do. We're trying. We're moving things forward. Relax.
All right, go to KevinAmin.com or KROQ.com. Check out the latest Kevining gallery. It is awesome, and thanks to all of our friends and listeners who have been sending in their photos. We are enjoying it very, very much. Ralph is here. Time for the showbiz be now for a Monday. What's going on?
The Hollywood Babylon show I do on weekends. After the show, I will do a little meet and greet with people, and they come out and they bring me the Babylon t-shirt or the Garmy t-shirts, and I sign them for them, or I sign autographs or pose for pictures, whatever. So Saturday night, we had a sold-out crowd up there at the Lovitz, and I would say 20 people in line asked me to Kevin with them.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Everybody's, I would say, you want to get a picture? Yeah, but can we do Kevining? I was like, oh, sure, no problem. So there was a ton of those over the weekend as well. So, speaking of which, if you want to check us out, Smith and I will be at the Canyon Club this weekend in Agoura Hills. We're going to take Babylon to the 805. So if you're in the Ventura County area, or you live deep in the valley and you haven't wanted to travel to Universal City Walk, we're bringing it to you. So we're at the Canyon Club
which is up there in Agoura Hills. A great, great venue. We're going to be there Saturday night at 8 p.m. this weekend. You can get tickets at canyonclub.com.
Do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
Actually, there is a Marriott nearby, so there probably will be some rooms, Dave. If you want to come see the show, that'd be great. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Resident Evil Retribution, $21.1 million, made it number one. Finding Nemo 3D, the re-released 3D version of that popular kids film. $17.5 million made it number two. The Possession was third, then Lawless and Paranorman in the top five. The Expendables 2, The Words, The Bourne Legacy, The Odd Life of Timothy Green, and The Campaign. All movies to start with the in the 6 through 10 category. That's your top 10 at the movies this weekend. While we're talking about movies, James Bond turns 50 next month. The 50th anniversary of the very first James Bond film, Dr. No, will be in November, and it's also the release of the 50th anniversary latest Bond film, Skyfall, starring Daniel Craig. Of course, we announced last week that Adele is singing the theme song for that film. They always seem to find somebody sort of hip and cool of the moment to do a Bond theme. I remember when Garbage did theirs, and Duran Duran, at the peak of their careers, did a Bond theme. Interesting poll on BBC Radio. They asked for the greatest James Bond themes of all time.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. Good category.
There have been some great, great Bond themes. And then there was Sheryl Crow's.
Yes. Not exactly the best. What was the other one?
Madonna's was awful, too. Was awful. Die Another Day, yeah. Remember?
Goldfinger was third. I thought for sure that would have been number one. Nobody Does It Better, Carly Simon's song from The Spy Who Loved Me, was second. Mm-hmm. What do you think the number one James Bond theme of all time was, popularity-wise, in England?
I would, just a guess, Live and Let
Live
Die.
Live and Let Die, bow, bow.
It's a great theme.
It's a great theme and a great song. And remember, Guns N' Roses did a great cover of that
yes.
song. Yes. That was number one. That was the first time that Paul worked with George Martin, the producer of the Beatles, since they split up in 1970 when they did that single. So, the guy knows how to make a record. Hey, listen.
Yeah?
Amanda Bynes, stop it.
Stop it.
She was driving yesterday morning. Cops pulled her over. And this time, finally, they said, okay, you know what? We're done with you making a fool of us with your pot-smoking driving and your bumper-hitting driving and all that stuff. They impounded her car there on the spot. Her BMW was taken away. And they gave her a little citation as well for a misdemeanor driving with a suspended license. I am sure this will not bode well for her next week when she is in court addressing those two hit-and-run cases that she had in April and August. Actually, it's this Friday she goes to court. I thought it was next week, but this Friday she goes to court to appear in front of a judge, and she'll have some explaining to do. And if TMZ is correct, she'll probably have a conversation with the judge's gavel. So that should be fun to look forward to, because she's talking to inanimate objects.
Well, that's yeah. true.
That's what she likes to do.
Now, what's she famous for again, Ralph? Refresh my memory.
Amanda
Bynes.
Been in a bunch of stuff. She was in a Nickelodeon show called The Amanda Show. She started on, I think, Can't Do That on Television. Maybe that's where she got her first break. She had her own show on Nickelodeon. She had a sitcom called That's What I Like About You.
But she hasn't been doing anything lately.
She did some movies,
too.
Ton
of films. She was in Easy A with Emma Stone.
Oh, wow.
She was in Hairspray, had a big role in Hairspray, the feature film version of that Broadway musical. Ton of stuff. She's Agent Cody Banks. She had a big role in that as well. So she's worked a bunch, and
she's actually worked more than Lindsay.
She's very talented.
Point out. In better shows.
How dare you, madam.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan tweeted yesterday, why did I get put in jail and a Nickelodeon star has no punishment so far?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the problem, Lindsay. Other people aren't going to jail enough. That's why your life's a mess. She will face, as I mentioned, a judge on Friday, so we'll see what they have to say then. But sad. Sad if she's really mentally ill or has emotional problems.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Not as much
if she's
fun for us.
A stoner. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was kind of bummed out. And Michael Lohan, speaking of his daughter Lindsay, he appears on Dr. Phil today along with Dina Lohan. Now, the rumor has it, Dina seems to be quite loaded during this interview. Now, she is saying that's not the case. She was edited to make her look bad. However, at one point in the episode, which airs today, she does randomly say to Dr. Phil, look at you in your little tie and your little shoes.
Which she
makes
does.
People think that she's kind of juiced. In fact, when Michael calls in, he's interviewed via satellite for the show. He asked Dr. Phil, was Dina drinking before she did your interview? So,
wow.
I guess she got paid to be there, but didn't want to be. And like a couple times in the interview, she's like, can I go now? Are we done? So she was
F you, you effing bitch.
That was his response. You can see that in the episode today. I haven't watched Dr. Phil in a million years, but I might tune in. I know.
Sounds worthwhile.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Flo Rida is 33 years old today. Malik Yoba is 45. If you're not watching Alphas on Sci-Fi on Monday nights, you're missing out tonight. Brand new episode. Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights, Super 8, is 47 years old. TV personality, actress, icon, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Cassandra Peterson, is 61 years old. She had a very successful Comic-Con over the weekend. She and Stan Lee teamed up for Kamikaze. Went very well. Hall of Fame basketball coach Phil Jackson, 67 years old. And Baz Luhrmann, super talented movie director, gave us Moulin Rouge, one of my favorite films, and Australia, and Romeo and Juliet.
Great Gatsby coming up next
year. Great Gatsby's got that, right? He is 50 years old. And, of course, he's responsible for one of the greatest songs of all time, smash hit called Sunscreen.
If I could offer you only one tip for the future,
what would it be?
Sunscreen would be it.
That's it.
The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists.
Well, I know, yeah.
Whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience.
Hit it!
I will dispense this advice.
Hit it!
Now.
Yeah.
Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth.
Okay, I don't know why we ever listened to that song.
Do not understand the power and beauty of your youth.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
LaQuisha on the line. Keeping up with the Kardashians. Sunday nights on E! Hi, LaQuisha.
How you doing?
Whoa, you sound happy today. What's going
happy.
On?
I am the happiest little girl in the whole USA.
This is unusual for you. What's going on?
Last night was the season finale.
Oh.
Finally.
No more keeping up with the Kardashians.
You know, it's funny. I heard Ralph mentioning that this was the 50th anniversary of the James Bond movie franchise, and I was thinking this season of the Kardashians has been on about 50 years.
Yes, this is a little bit longer than the James Bond franchise, yes.
Well, I hope they had some sort of excitement for the last episode of the season.
This was a very special episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It was when Kourtney had her baby. They had her pregnant all year long, and we finally got the payoff.
Okay.
But before we started with that, Khloe and Kim, you may remember last week, went to the fertility doctors because they didn't know what was going on all with their female parts on the inside. And when last we left Khloe, she was crying because her eggs ain't working right. And when we picked this episode up, she's still crying.
Your gonadotropin levels are supposed to be in kind of a certain range, and they're not in that range. When this is high, it means that you don't make eggs.
Right now, I'm freaking myself out because, like, who doesn't produce eggs?
Losers.
Well, lots of people.
Yetis don't produce eggs. Anything that's been crossbred. Now, here's the thing. I don't know what doctor they went to. And I'm just a hairstylist. I don't know from no doctoring. But I do know that all the eggs that you're ever going to have, you are born with as a woman.
Yeah. Right. I've heard that. Right.
You don't need to make no eggs. I don't know what doctor she went to, but maybe it was like in the back of a van or something. When he said, you're not making eggs. Well, she got all the eggs. They're all in there.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, by the way. I wonder why she didn't bring that question up.
Because she dumb. That's
okay.
Right. Now, Kris Jenner is very, very happy because she finally got her notification that the trademark she took out on the term momager finally came through. She took the word momager, which, by the way, all of us who called her that was using as an insult.
Yes.
Right.
She took that and said, well, I'm going to trademark that. Maybe I can make some more money off of the horrible things that I do. Congratulations, Kris.
Oh, my momager! Patent and Trademark Offices hereby grants you the title momager. I'm a momager, people! Woohoo! Have a little respect!
Nope.
Well, you're not a mother, so I guess momager is about as close as you're going to get. Now, Bruce Jenner comes in to her and says, look, they're doing a special tribute for the 100th anniversary of the decathlon in America. A tribute to all the Olympic athletes who participated in Oregon. I would like to go there. They're gonna honor us all, and I would love it if my family could be there by my side. And of course, they said, "Nope, we're not interested, Bruce, in anything you got going on."
You've got to be kidding! He's the only member of that family who's ever accomplished anything,
and they could not be bothered to accompany him to Oregon for his special day of being honored.
I hate this. Everybody's got such big schedules.
Nobody said no yet, Bruce. Why don't you just have a little faith and go talk to your kids and find out who's doing what? Why don't you go play with your gold medal?
At least I have one.
Okay, worst comeback ever, but still, somebody should go with this old man to his day.
Yeah,
so he
seriously.
Does ask his two daughters, who are his biological daughters with Kris Jenner. He does ask chlamydia and kleptomania.
I don't think those are the right names, LaQuisha.
And at least they say, no, we don't want to go. So he
come
goes
on.
With his two oldest sons from another marriage. Brody and Banjo, they go with him. And at least he's got some company there. But in the meanwhile, the girls are very busy. They can't be with him because Kim has to freeze her eggs. Kim Kardashian wants her eggs frozen because
okay.
she doesn't know when she's going to have babies. And she's 31 and she wants to keep her young eggs. So she's going to get them frozen.
The process of freezing eggs is definitely a lot more difficult than I thought. It starts off with all this blood work. You have to inject yourself with hormones for a week straight. I don't know if I should, if I shouldn't. I think I'm just a little bit still confused.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that the process of taking the building blocks of human life and putting them into stasis, that's too complicated for you, Kim Kardashian?
She thought that it just involved an ice cube tray.
She thought she would poop into a mason jar and put it in her freezer. I think that's how it works. Now, Bruce is in Oregon, and he's looking at this giant display of artwork depicting his amazing career as an athlete, and he's looking around, and he's talking about some scenes of him in the crowd in the stadium when he competed in 1976, and I think Bruce may have finally confirmed what we always thought about him. Here he is talking about a gentleman in the stadium.
I left that pole in the stadium when I was done. Today, I would love to have that pole.
Yeah, I bet he would. That Bruce loves the pole. That's what we found out. He wants pole.
So you now have to apologize for all these years of calling him a lesbian.
That's right. He's a heterosexual woman, that Bruce Jenner.
Exactly.
Now, he may have been referring to his pole in the pole vault.
Oh, that's yeah, that's
or
possible.
A man's penis. I'm not sure which one he meant. Now, Bruce looks around in that art exhibit, and one thing strikes him. It's like a breath of fresh air. It dawns on him as he looks at all these photos of his amazing accomplishments. What isn't present?
No pictures of Kris.
It's funny.
Yeah. It's kind of nice. No Kim pictures. No nothing. Just the old man.
Just the guy who did something with his life. There's no Scott Disick. There's no Dash clothing store photos. It's just him reveling in what was once a great time in his life. It was good to see the old man enjoy himself.
Those were the good old days, and you're right. I mean, it must be so refreshing for him every once in a while for somebody to acknowledge that he's the star of that family.
Then Kris decides she's going to help Kim get ready to freeze her egg. Because Kim's got to do these injections in her stomach of hormones and whatnot in order to get her eggs mobilized so they can capture them and put them in some sort of camp in the freezer. And so they got Kris trying to give her the injection. Now, Kim's holding her stomach fat, mind you, squeezing it so that the injection can be given by Kris. And that's when this happens.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Ah, you get my finger! What? I did? I got your finger.
Kris Jenner stabbed her in the finger with the syringe.
Why don't they have a doctor handling this procedure?
She missed her stomach and jabbed her in the finger.
Oh, my God.
The good news is the finger's now pregnant, so it's going to have little fingers, which is nice. Now, at the end of the episode, Courtney's rushed to the hospital. It's time for her to deliver her baby. The entire Kardashian clan is there. Except for Bruce, of course, because he's looking at pictures of a pole somewhere in Oregon. But everyone else is there, and the magical event happens, and the baby, little Penelope, comes out healthy, and no one is more choked up than Kris.
I was so blessed to have 6 beautiful babies. It's the biggest joy in my life. All I really want at the end of the day is for all my daughters to experience that amazing blessing in life.
So they can exploit them and make money off of them.
Yep,
so
that's exactly
what she wishes for her daughters, to be a momager just like she is.
Every time another kid is born to that family, Kris Jenner just sees it as another way to make money down the road, right?
More money to the church.
So, oh, Laquisha, right. What happens next now? Is it Honey Boo Boo? What are you going to be covering for us?
Next, I say goodbye and kiss my ass.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Speaking of Green Day, played for nearly 3 hours Saturday night at a small club in New York City. Only 1,000 folks.
Dude.
Got to see them at the Irving Plaza, and they got to hear new tunes from the band's forthcoming album, Uno. Tons of the greatest hits, a few cover songs as well. The concert was filmed and recorded, so you may be able to see it sometime if you weren't there. But they're doing a lot of cool events, including the one here at K-Rock. Very exciting. I have a bit of a correction. I'm a bit of a bonehead. I wanted to let people know. I mentioned we're doing the Canyon Club show on Saturday with me and Kevin Smith doing Hollywood Babylon. And I said CanyonClub.com is the place to go get tickets. It's CanyonClub.net.
That's where you want to go. Such a big liar.
I'm not a big liar. I just made an honest mistake. Didn't know anybody was still using the net these days. But CanyonClub.net is where you go to get tickets.
That's a bunch of hogwash.
It's not hogwash. It's the real deal, Neil. Speaking of tickets, how would you like to see Looper?
I don't think so.
Come on, it's Looper!
Yay!
That's what I wanted from the kids. This movie looks awesome, by the way. Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays a young Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis plays, well, Bruce Willis in his age. And the premise is fascinating. In the future, the mob is using time travel technology to get rid of its enemies by sending them back in time and having assassins in the past murder them and dispose of the body so there's no evidence of the crime in the future.
Pretty nice. Great.
Problem is, once an assassin sort of outlives his usefulness, they send him back to be murdered as well, often sending them back to him to kill, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But why would you kill yourself?
That's what I'm saying. And that's what we find out in the movie Looper.
Oh, okay.
Lisa, apparently, you know that's part of the deal. That's why they're called loopers. They tell you up front, you get good money, we'll make you happy, but at some point, you're going to be eliminated, and we're going to send you back to yourself, and you have to kill yourself.
Hmm.
That's why, and you close the loop, in essence.
I am just like you, Ralph. I'm a sucker for time travel movies.
Yeah, this looks terrific. Emily really Blunt excited. Also stars in this film, along with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bruce Willis, Paul Dano, who's excellent, Piper Perabo. Jeff Daniels plays the mob boss in this film. It looks outstanding. Directed by Ryan Johnson, who's just a genius.
Ryan Gosling?
No, not Ryan Gosling. Ryan Johnson is the director and writer of Looper. I had a chance to be the host of the panel for this at Comic-Con this summer, and the footage looks amazing, and everyone's very excited about the project. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt does an amazing job as he doesn't do an impression of Bruce Willis, but he captures his essence, and he has some slight prosthetic makeup on as well to make him look more like Bruce. Mm-hmm. And when you see him in the film, it just looks terrific. So if you'd like to go, and why wouldn't you? 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. We're doing an advanced screening on the lot at Sony Studios Thursday, September the 27th. The movie's in theaters the next day on Friday the 28th, but you'll have seen it before anyone else and for free. First three callers right now, 1-800-520-1067.
Yeah! That's hot!
It is hot. You're absolutely right, Beer Mug. While we're talking about movies, top 10 movies at the box office, Resident Evil Retribution is number one with $21.1 million this weekend. Finding Nemo in the 3D re-release version, $17.5 million, made it number two. The Possession, Lawless, and Paranorman were the top five. Then The Expendables, The Words, Bourne Legacy, Odd Life of Timothy Green, and The Campaign, bringing up the rear. Frank Sinatra's estate sued a company for using his name trying to sell hot dogs. Yeah. The name of the business is Frank's Anatra. See, they're selling hot dogs, which are Frank's, and then Anatra, which is Anatra.
That's a terrible name.
Frank's Anatra.
That's terrible.
I would so eat a hot dog from Frank's Anatra.
That's a terrible idea.
The United States Trademark Office rejected the argument from the owner of Frank's Anatra, saying that Frank's is another name for hot dogs, and Anatra in Italian, means a male duck.
Oh, okay.
Now, unless your hot dogs, sir, are made from duck meat, I think you have a flimsy case. And that's what the judge said. So he rejected their claim and booted it out. And the Frank Sinatra estate is able to put him selling their hot dogs out of a truck. So, bad news for Frank Sinatra.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
Eva Longoria and Mark Sanchez are officially an item as we're coming off another NFL weekend. Sanchez did not do so well this weekend. Well, he's banging Eva Longoria. He doesn't care about football anymore.
Sure.
She told Extra that they are, in fact, dating. It's a pretty good deal.
He is considerably younger than she is, but look, everybody seems to be happy with the arrangement.
Yeah.
Is there a quarterback controversy in New Jersey yet?
No, but
Tebow only played a little bit in game one, right?
If Mark Sanchez can't please Eva Longoria, apparently he does come in to finish the job. So
great.
That's a good situation for Tebow. Tebow, yeah, he was in there for a little bit. He ran the ball a couple times. By all accounts, he's happy just to do that. He likes not having too many plays to worry about, apparently. He's got a set package of plays. He comes in and quits those, and then Sanchez goes back in. So.
All right.
They struggled a little bit this weekend. As did Amanda Bynes. Saturday morning around 8:20 a.m., excuse me, Sunday morning at 8:20 a.m. in Burbank, California, the cops pulled over former Nickelodeon star Amanda Bynes. Here's the thing. She has a suspended license. Has had it now for some time. That hasn't stopped her from driving without headlights at night while smoking something out of a pipe behind the wheel at Baja Fresh Tacos, where she considered to scarf down a beer mug amount of tacos. So you know she was
hot mess.
She went to the Home Depot. She bumped the fender of another car in a parking lot in West Hollywood this week. So they finally came across her on Sunday morning, impounded her car immediately, and gave her a citation, a misdemeanor, driving with a suspending license charge. She goes in front of a judge on Friday to address her two hit-and-run cases from April and August. And I'm thinking this latest adventure will not bode well for her. I wonder if she'll appear or whether she'll just have a legal representative in court on Friday. Because
I bet she won't if she doesn't have to.
Well, I bet if you're her lawyer, you don't want her there.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about crime and celebrities, if you're a fan of the WWE, you may know Sunny, former WWE diva. Her real name is Tammy Sitch. Here's the thing about dating a WWE diva. She can kick your ass. And that's what happened to her boyfriend in Branford, Connecticut, when she was popped by police 3 times in 3 days.
Dude.
First, she was arrested on September 11th for disorderly conduct. On the 12th, she was hauled downtown for strangulation as she attempted to choke out her boyfriend. And then on Thursday, it was wrapped up when she had violated a restraining order that he had against her. No comment from the guy because he is a pussy.
He
does not want to admit that a lady kicked his ass. And Dr. Phil will have Dina Lohan on today. This is the famous interview where apparently she is intoxicated.
3 o'clock, Channel 2. I've already got it set up to tape.
At least that's the appearance she gives on the show. No word of whether she was actually drinking or not. However, Michael Lohan, Lindsay's dad, also was interviewed on the episode. He is beamed in via satellite and asks Dr. Phil, was Dina drinking before she did your interview as he witnessed what was going on? You be the judge. You can watch it today for yourself.
You got a problem, lady.
Lindsay, by the way, not happy with how the cops have sort of dropped the ball in the Amanda Bynes situation. She tweeted yesterday, why did I get put in jail and a Nickelodeon star has had no punishment so far? As if because she was on Nickelodeon, she should get a harsher sentence than Lindsay did.
Yeah, she's just at the beginning of her criminal career.
I think Lizzie's just threatened. She knows she's going to knock her off the top of the hot mess wagon, and she wants to be the queen. Look, as far as I know, Amanda Bynes is guilty of smoking something out of a pipe and driving poorly, but she didn't walk out of a jewelry store with a necklace, as far as we know. No major thefts in her history yet, Lindsay, so give her a chance. Let the girl grow. Let her grow into her new role. Today's celebrity birthdays, Flo Rida is 33 years old today. Malik Yoba, one of the stars of Alphas on Sci-Fi, one of my favorite shows. He's on tonight, brand new episode. Kyler Chandler from Friday Night Lights and Super 8 is 47 years old. Director Baz Luhrmann, who gave us Australia and Moulin Rouge and has the upcoming Great Gatsby movie coming out, 50 years old today. Actress and TV personality Cassandra Peterson, better known as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, is 61. Here's why she's a genius, by the way. If you create yourself a character where you just slather on a bunch of makeup, you can play that role forever. I mean, she's 61 years old now. She looks like an older woman. She's still very attractive, but she looks like an older woman when you see her in her street clothes. But when she's Elvira, she looks just like Elvira always looked.
Yeah.
It's the Kiss phenomenon. You know those old men, when they slap on the Kiss makeup and they get on stage? You're still seeing Kiss. Doesn't matter how old they are.
Very smart.
And Phil Jackson, Hall of Fame basketball coach, is 67 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you so much, Ralph. Tomorrow we got another all-new Kevin and Bean show for you. Good show, too. Our friend Jeffrey Ross is going to be joining us. He is the Roastmaster General, talking about his Comedy Central series that is just hilarious, called The Burn. Have you guys been watching it?
Yes. Yes, I have.
It's so funny.
Very, very funny.
So funny. Also, we will have highlights of the Dr. Phil, Dina Lohan interview, which I really am excited about. More tickets for you to join us to go see Green Day. That's at the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock. We'll have those for you every hour on the program tomorrow. Ralph, you had a great idea for a phone topic. I don't know that we've done this one. If we have, it's been a long time. The extreme lengths that you went to impress your significant other.
Yeah, a lot of stories in the news lately about one guy faked his own death to see if his girlfriend really loved him before he proposed.
That seems like a bad idea.
And see how upset she gets if she thinks I'm dead. That's how I'll know if she really loves me or not.
Oh my God.
Another guy tried to mail himself to his girlfriend and almost died in the process of suffocation.
Wow.
That's crazy.
These are not smart people, but they are very romantic people.
Very romantic, exactly.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
So we'll be taking those calls, plus Mark Cuban, who's always entertaining. Of course, he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and he is one of the judges on Shark Tank. Yeah, which is just a great show.
Smart what? Tank.
He said
Smart
it tank. Four times, and then he said it wrong.
I do have trouble with that. Anyway, Mark Cuban will be here tomorrow. It's an all-new show for a Tuesday. Kat Corbett's up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock.